This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Me.
Hi.
I don't know how they're so definite, though. Maybe the cows tip them off when they're milking them. July 3rd.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Good time.
Sunnier days.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you? We're talking about cyber sports, all kinds of websites, all kinds of sites. We're walking around here at Camden Yards today, and look what, you may have seen this on the air. This is a bunny walking around with a cell phone. I'm not quite sure. Actually, I know what this is. This bunny is on the radio now. You're with the Don and Mike Show, right?
Yes, I am, Mark.
And you have to plug the Don and Mike Show, which is on what radio station?
It's on 1300 AM in Baltimore, the Don and Mike Show. Happy Easter, everybody, from Don and Mike.
And it's also on in Washington, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a nationally syndicated show all over the country.
This is not something you should do. Do something bunny-like for me while I talk about my story here. We're getting coast-to-coast coverage right now on the Don and Mike Show. So how's that? That's pretty exciting. We own this exclusively, so this is a proud moment for all of us. We took the best that the baseball world has to offer with those of the world of computer aficionados. And we found, we found some websites that even the most casual baseball fan
Mark,
will find is a hit.
Mark,
you see, I could do that.
The Orioles told me that he gets something like hundreds of thousands of hits during the offseason. So check it out. Let me give you the keywords to look up. There's the Orioles, you type in there, you get that. Major League Baseball,
Mark,
baseball perspectives.
That's important stuff, but Don really wants to say hello to Mary Beth in Washington. He wants to say hello, Mary Beth. Hi.
Okay, Mary Beth's off
Don
today, but thank you.
1300 AM National Radio Show.
All right, we got the bunny in, and you can look up the bunny on the webpage as well, I guess, Stan and Sandra.
Well, he's like the ever-ready bunny.
He just keeps going. He's already been thrown out of the stadium,
yes.
So we thought we'd give him a little home here. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, all right.
All right, let's throw him off the newscast now so we can move on, okay?
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark.
Bye, Mike. Oh, man.
Bye-bye, bunny.
Stan Stovall.
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The moose out front
should have
told you.
Hello!
Here's the phone number.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Giving it up for your love. What do you think?
It looks just sickening.
Giving it up really? How about you? I tell you what I don't want to see is Paula Deen's diaper.
I just have to wear a diaper.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not happy.
I know you're not.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
I've been notified yet about this investigation.
Hi, Senator.
Mr. Speaker.
Senator Locke.
He just left this floor and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
You stink like my butt.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
Right.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Yep.
Right? The ultimate CEO? Biggest celebrity of them all?
Uh-huh.
Who's down with G.O.D.?
Me.
Buzz?
Hi.
Howdy, Buzz.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interests you've written debit.
No, that's the butt.
Right.
The butt. Yeah. And also, I like tennis.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Probably.
Yep. You know something? After watching the mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part.
What's that, Arnold?
The ass.
Oh, the ass.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Well, what does it look like? It
looks like baby vomit.
Yeah. And of course.
Being careful, it's very important to me, mm-hmm. because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
And hello again to Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
White.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, howdy.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome. I'm the oldest man in the world. How are you doing, John? Welcome back to the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. A good looking Tuesday.
Yeah.
Woo! Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
Well, everybody's still talking about Sean Taylor. The difference is yesterday he was just a guy that was shot.
Right.
Today he's a guy that was murdered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a young NFL star is dead. I feel like this about, like I did about my dad almost. It's, you know, it's now is the time not to focus on the 8 million questions that everybody has that we don't have the answers to.
Yeah, right. Right now they're you know, all the reports are preliminary reports, and I've been watching all the interviews and hearing what everybody says, and it's a young guy with a lot of talent. It's a tragedy, and any way you slice this, it sucks. You know, and for fans of the team, when you're a Redskin fan, anytime you throw your passion and your energy into a sports franchise, you know, it does feel like a personal loss. And it's really sad that this happened. And I feel bad for the whole, everybody associated with the Redskins today. I really do.
Yeah, it's a tough day in D.C. And like I said, unlike yesterday when the guy was just shot,
right.
And we were hearing the reports, as everyone's heard, that he was squeezing hands and he was recognizing faces.
Right.
Coming out of
that
the
was
stomach.
That was why it was such a shock when we all woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I didn't expect to see that. You usually think if somebody can show you that kind of sign of life, they're going to come out of it. But
I really don't feel that we have anything worthwhile to offer on this topic. I would like to just tell you that Mike, you're going to really be proud of us. We are not whores.
Uh huh.
They were calling today.
Oh, really?
To come down, tape some segments.
Oh, really?
Some of the TV stations, I guess, because I guess the all-sports station, the only time that they ever get any coverage is whenever anything happens, and I guess they're all booked up with cameras. Oh. So we had some of the secondary TV stations calling. And,
oh, boy.
You know, we just had to tell them, no,
that's exploiting it, and I don't want to
do that. They said, what do you got planned for today's show? Rob called me up and said, what do you got planned for today? I said, well, I know we're definitely going to do Jew to Jew.
Right. That's coming up. That's coming up on the show.
That
cameras wouldn't like that.
No. That doesn't really play well with the coverage of the death of Sean Taylor.
No, that would not work. Not work for them.
Kind of a downer, and let's see if we can move on. Perhaps I can lighten the mood for you a bit, Mike.
Please do.
By reminding you that you have a doctor's appointment in 2 days.
Thursday morning.
Right. Thursday morning.
10:15.
Have they called you to remind you yet?
No.
Do you want to know the funniest thing?
What's that?
They called me.
They called you to remind you?
They called me.
Don't control my life when I'm here. You're controlling my life outside now? What do you mean? What do you mean they're calling you? I'm not going then. I'm not. If they're not calling me, what are they calling you for?
Called me.
It's my body. It's my body.
Called
and
me.
And I don't have to take it anymore.
They called.
What's
me.
Going on? I don't like this at all. I don't like this one little. Who called? Did Bonnie call you?
No. Someone else from the doctor's office called because they didn't know if it was a gag that you had been written in Thursday morning for an appointment.
Right in.
And I am.
Well, I'm going to call now and find out if it is a gag.
And I'm the contact information.
You wouldn't do that, though. It's not that time of year, but it would be a great gag. Only be a good Greg if you guys were like all hiding on the elevator, you know, and I came out after there wasn't an appointment you had. Are you all coming to the appointment?
That was the plan.
That's what we're all thinking about.
Yeah. Okay. You're invited if you want to come to the sure. to the appointment. I don't know if they'll let you into the doctor's office, but you'll come to the waiting room.
You got it. Just a reminder.
How are the magazines?
Are you going to come? Do you guys want to come? You know, you don't. I can tell. I'm looking at everybody now. No. I'll go on my own. I can tell that you're all off the hook.
Yeah. I will go if you
that
need.
That would be, no, if that would be
support,
a drag.
If you yeah. need the moral support.
I don't need, what would I need moral support for? It's a routine follow-up visit.
Mm-hmm. Good, that's what we want to hear.
Worst case scenario, they're going to tell me not to do things.
Right.
And that's what they've told me for years, and all of my friends.
After the procedure, you might need a lift. Might not be good to drive.
Really?
Sure. I mean, it depends
after
on what he does.
After the procedure I'm having? Now, you, of anybody, you have the right to pile on this one more than, I mean, really, it would take.
True.
It would take 6 weeks of shows in a row, and we still wouldn't be caught up
yeah.
with what I've done to you in the last couple of weeks. So you go right ahead.
It doesn't
what's,
have
the,
any...
what's the procedure going
to
be, Rob?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the tying of tubes, does it? I mean, have you been
so.
Up front with us?
Yes, I have.
Because
yeah.
you don't want any more children.
You never say never. I mean, I'm in a relationship with a very young woman,
you
and you never say never to that.
You should give it up. You're not going to be able to defeat him. He has Rob. You are defeated. Mm-hmm. You are having the vasectomy. You have been.
I am the king of the defeated.
You know, Don, can I tell you one thing?
Yes, you are.
You know, in the great tradition of making comments about this fabulous company that we work for, you know, based on recent events with all of you guys, it's really just nice to be paid attention to.
How about that?
That's it. You know, you all care, and that's sure. that's all I can ask for. I think that's wonderful. And
are you saying we care more than the Columbia Broadcasting System?
Right now, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I will go to this appointment at 10:15 on Thursday. I will
Good.
Be there.
Let us know.
I'll let you know.
CBS cares. They'll only charge you a small copay.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Cover
Hello.
All fees.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. What's up?
Last night at 11 p.m. news, one of the Redskins pretty much quoted your comment that you made. Did anyone, you know, didn't expect this, the thug comment, verbatim out of his mouth on the 11 o'clock news.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what comment are you talking about?
He said something about a thug, being a thug, and, you know, it's just a shocker or something like that.
Wait. Can you possibly quote what was said with a little bit more accuracy than what you're saying, sir?
Sorry, I'm nervous.
Okay, start
Don't
over.
Be nervous. Take a deep breath. Compose your thought and try desperately to express it.
Okay, on the 11 o'clock news,
yes,
they were questioning Redskins, we'll say, star tight end.
What are you afraid of, sir?
His comment was.
Hold on. Was it Chris Cooley?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And what did Chris Cooley say?
Chris Cooley said that he wanted to dispel the general thought on the radio that Sean Taylor was a thug and that this should be expected. And those were his exact words.
And so I guess you thought that that's what I said yesterday.
That's what you said yesterday.
So
he was listening.
I said, no, hold on. I was not the only one with this opinion. I will be glad to clarify exactly what I said.
Because the opinion is taken out of context
when
and it was also cleared up.
When he was shot, I said, who is surprised by this?
Right.
Given his background and the fact that he has been known as a thug before, who is surprised by that?
Right.
Okay,
was the comment followed up with the fact that I don't doubt for a second, based on the interviews I've seen, that the guy was making an effort to get his life together and that nobody knows. They're still saying, here's what frustrates me about this. They're still saying, and I don't understand why they're saying this, the police down there, the alleged break-in. You know, I mean, is it just police speak or, I mean, I want this cleared up because of the things that have been said.
This is exactly why maybe we should avoid it today because we don't know it. All we're doing is speculating, throwing more gasoline on this fire.
I'm actually, you know, going on what the preliminary report says right now. I really am. That you know, somebody tried to break into the guy's house. They think it might be related to the fact that this other break-in happened when gunfire happened, when the guy was shot. It's very frustrating that we're not getting. I don't understand why they're playing it this way with it. Isn't it pretty cut and dry with an investigation when they come in? If somebody broke into your house, why are they playing it this way?
It's a murder. They're saying it's
definitely a murder.
They're saying it's a home invasion. Mm-hmm. They're also saying that about a week ago, someone else broke into the house and left a knife on a pillow, and that Sean Taylor was sleeping with a machete underneath his bed. And I say again, you know, even now that the guy's passed, I'm not surprised. It doesn't mean that I'm not hurt by this, that I don't feel bad by this. I'm not surprised.
And the thing is, there's a lot of information that has not come forward, and we don't know all the circumstances with this. It's a tragedy any way you slice it. And the fact is,
you can pretty much go up and down the roster of any pro team and say, okay, pick a guy who you think is the most high profile, mm-hmm. who has the best chance of getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you know, obviously, the way it is right now, he's a victim of this situation of a home invasion. And none of the circumstances have been revealed.
Yeah, so you just, like I said up front, you send condolences to his family. But I do stand by what I said yesterday. I wasn't surprised about it, and I'm not surprised that people took it out of context. I saw last night on Pardon the Interruption with Mike Wilbon, and they taped that show long before we go on the air.
Right.
It airs during while we're on. His comment was exactly the same. He said, I'm sad. I can't say I'm shocked.
Right.
I'm not surprised, and I was reading message boards today.
And wouldn't you be the first one to say, too, though, that if it comes out that, you know, this was just your standard, you know, somebody made a home invasion robbery and murdered someone? I mean, it has nothing to do with his history or what he's done in the past or the fact that he's had a gun violation. I really hope that's the case, because everything I heard from the players is that this guy did have a pass, but he was making an effort to get his act together.
But either way, we don't know that.
Nobody knows that.
And I found it interesting that Michael Wilbon was getting trashed for having said on TV yesterday he wasn't surprised.
Well, trashed what? For being honest? For coming out and saying
that?
Because of his history and because of previous, when you hear gun violence involved in that, you think, well, like I think anyone that would hear a story like this would say, you know, what's happening? What are the circumstances? That's all you were saying yesterday. And I think that's being honest about the situation. And really, before any of this comes to light, a lot of people thought that initially. That's really what happened.
You know, and like everybody, I had a change of, I don't want to say heart, a change of stomach when you get that butterfly feeling in your stomach, because it goes from being a knucklehead who's been shot to a guy who's dead. Right. And you have to think about his family.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter anymore. You know?
Right. No,
it matters not at all. You know, it really doesn't. And it's just a tragedy.
That was kind of my thought at the very beginning today when I said maybe we should avoid it. I know it's the hot topic, but it's been talked to death, and we don't know anything.
Nobody knows anything about the circumstances of this. It was an alleged home invasion that resulted in a murder. And I think, obviously, this, you know, and you would probably agree also, this is not the time where that matters anymore. It doesn't, right. You know, a young, talented guy, you know, was 24?
24.
24,
right.
You know, his life is snuffed out, and, you know, had the potential, you know, with also, wasn't he leading the league this year as far as interceptions? Was he one of the team leaders? I mean, he was having a great season, and the teammates that I've heard talk say he really had gotten his life together, and so this is a tragedy. This sucks.
It is a tragedy, and there's also a part of me, maybe today is not the best day to bring this up. I looked in the newspaper today, try to find a story in the last 24 hours of a young person in D.C., someone in their 20s, who had been killed by a gun. As it turns out, I was just skimming through the paper. I couldn't find it today. I'm sure I could if I looked over the last 3 or 4 days.
Well, you could find statistics about
it. I know when I've turned on the news over the last 3 or 4 days, you know, when you get it thrown at you so much with the if it bleeds, it leads, you know,
yeah.
4 more dead in Northwest, you know, 3 more dead in Northeast. What makes this guy's tragic death so much more important than all of the other ones that we just throw on the beginning of the news and say, 4 people are shot in Southwest D.C. tonight. Hey, are we going to get snow this weekend? Mm-hmm. Here's Sue Palka.
Yeah.
Instead, with this individual, and I understand he's a public person. He's a Redskin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty popular guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, just balance it out. Just balance it out with the real stuff that is happening in our city as well.
Not going to happen.
I know.
Wishful thinking. I mean, really, you know, it's that doesn't, unfortunately, in the current state of affairs in this country, that's not the thing that that gets the ratings. Sells the newspapers.
I mean,
you know, if you were going to do an expose, which could be done probably, what if they were going to do an expose on handgun violence in America every day until maybe something changed or something happens? Well, no one would pay attention to that.
You'd get nothing.
And it's just
it's not my intent to offend, but I got to say that when I watched the coverage today here on D.C., it was like someone from the Senate had been shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it was treated with this reverence, and I know it's a sad day, but it's the manipulation. It's the combination of the constant manipulation where you see it and you read it, you go to the internet and you feel bad, and then you go on TV and it's like they're going, this guy's dead. Let's go to Tony with the weather. Well, I wish I could really give you the weather forecast, but we're all very sad today. It's going to be not a really nice day. What else is happening? Well, really, Sean Taylor is dead, so here's his picture, and we're just going to leave it up on the screen for 3 minutes, and then mm-hmm. when we come back, we're all going to be very subdued and very sad.
You feel played a little bit?
Well, that's why I wish I had a name, for instance, of John Smith to say,
right.
You know, what about the family of John Smith mm-hmm. who got gunned down on Saturday night in D.C. on Florida Avenue?
Right,
right.
Agreed. Right. You know, not that Sean Taylor doesn't deserve to be at the top of the headlines, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and that's the way it's always been. I mean, if somebody, if it just carries a bigger weight and it's no more important, an athlete loses his life, a senator loses his life, anyone. I mean, it's a human life, and it's gun violence, and it sucks. You know, I was reading an article today about the Virginia Tech. They had an article, I think it was in GQ magazine, which I subscribe to, of course. Right. I was reading GQ magazine.
Homo.
And reading about the story of Virginia Tech. This is, after it's happened and how that went down and the details. And there's a picture of this kid. And, it's gun violence, man. And then now we don't talk about that. Just like what I was saying yesterday, we don't pay attention to the stuff that really matters. And it's a little scary because I really think that in this country right now, we're in a lot more danger than we know. I think we sense it beneath the surface, whether it be handgun violence, whether it be terrorism. We sense it, but we really don't want to pay attention to it. We really don't want to pay attention to it right now because it's painful.
Well, we do. We do, but only in limited quantities.
You want to pay attention to it when something happens.
Like, I was actually watching this today, the story as it unfolded, and I was watching how, as a half hour happened since, an hour since, 90 minutes since, how the story itself dropped on the stations that didn't go 24 hours nonstop wall-to-wall coverage,
mm-hmm.
the story itself dropped from first place to third place mm-hmm. to fifth place to, by the time you get to 8:30, they don't even mention it.
Right.
It's like, well, we got it out there. We shot our wad. We got our big piece of flesh, if you'll pardon the pun, out of this. We played the video. The guy's dead. Now how about Paula Deen making cookies?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's the same old stuff. It really is. But do you think that it's their fault? Do you think it's the people that edit the newscast's fault, the people that edit the radio show's fault, or is the fact that maybe...
Yes, I do.
But maybe we as a society, we make the choices as to what we give the high ratings to and what we pay attention to and what we care about, and they respond to that. I think that...
But we are
I think
we are
they
idiots.
Manipulate... They
You're right, but we are idiots and we are lemmings because
right.
we are like moths to the flame. They suck us in on this, and I guarantee every time you walk down the street and you see a family, you see a little kid for the next day, however long this Sean Taylor story is with you, you'll feel bad until the next story comes along,
mm-hmm.
you know, until the next thing comes along that fascinates us, until Christina Aguilera gets out of a limo and spreads her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be like, oh, the guy that was dead? Oh, please, that is so 5 minutes ago.
Right,
right.
But it just seems... It's just incredibly hinky to me that you lay it on this thick for an athlete who really.
You know, you were talking about that we don't pay attention to the right things. Remember how mad we got at David Chase when the Sopranos ended and it was and nothing really happened.
Right.
It didn't go out guns a blazing. Mm-hmm. I was reading an interview with this guy. The reason he did that, He's pissed for the same reasons that we are right now. He's pissed because he thinks people just don't care about things that matter in this country. The people really, and that was his way, even though he's in the entertainment business, that was his way of saying, no, no, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you something that's not going to be spoon-fed to you, and I'm going to make you think because you need to start thinking.
Right.
He's a guy that makes, you know, television shows, but he's pissed too. And maybe more people need to get pissed off about more things because we really right now, I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm growing older or it's because I just feel this way, but I really feel that now more than ever, we are floating along, you know, waiting to buy the stainless steel refrigerator, get the granite countertop, and we're not aware of what's going on, the problems in the world. It just, you know what?
Mike, appliances are important.
I knew I hit a nerve with you. With appliances.
Know, I got a Sub-Zero, man. I love my Sub-Zero. When the end comes, I'm locking myself inside my Sub-Zero.
You know, you're so right, though, about, you know, the sad thing about, you know, Sean Taylor, it leads today, and then it will slowly go to the back of the news. You'll have coverage of this.
No, but here in D.C.
You know, I do feel, you have to admit that the team, I feel bad for the team, you know, because the way it works in the NFL, they're going to have to go out and do it. They're going to have to go out and have a game this weekend.
Which
I think is just amazing sometimes.
I agree.
I think they should really.
They're pros.
They have to go out and they have to do that, and that's going to be very difficult for them to do.
And they can do it, but they're not going to be helped by the fact that this entire game, if not the rest of this stinking season, is going to be portrayed somehow as a tribute to this guy, where they're going to. And let me just say right now, please, Snyder, please, you already got one patch on the uniform.
Oh, come on. You know that's going
to happen. For the 75th anniversary. Just please keep it to the number of the guy's jersey on a sticker on the back of the helmet.
Right.
Please.
Well, they're gonna do that, and it's gonna be tough for those guys. I mean, you know, these are young guys in their 20s. I feel for those guys.
So it ain't.
And everybody that I saw interviewed, it seemed to me that whatever his history was, that A, he was turning his life around, and B, that he was a guy that had a good relationship with his teammates.
I agree.
And that's not always the case on NFL teams.
I found that as well, and I would say to those Redskins who are speaking out and saying, "Hey, nobody knows this guy." Maybe once in a while when one of you dumbasses is being interviewed, maybe you should mention, even though Sean Taylor refuses to talk to the press, he's a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, until he was shot and killed, had you heard from anybody in the Redskins organization about how they were proud about Sean Taylor, about how he had...
No.
I'm not saying that it's not true.
Right, and don't you hope it is true?
Yeah.
I speaking for his family, for everybody else, I really do hope.
So
you know, it's a horrible thing to say, but I hope that you know, this situation, you know, was not related to anything, you know, that we don't know about, and because for his memory, you know, it's a tragedy any way you slice it, no matter what the circumstances, and you know, for anyone that is speculating that it might have involved something else, I hope it didn't, just for his family's sake, I really do.
Yeah. And you know, I hope.
But you're right.
Too.
The players. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that from management at the or any of the other teammates. In fact, it was nice to hear that from the guy. And when you see the players come forward like that, it's not just making themselves available to the media and talking about guy. They were sincere.
They were upset, and I feel for the team because the media now, like I said, is going to be on their asses.
Yeah,
like,
minding them.
Do you think he's watching over you today?
Right.
Do you think number 21 is now going to make this a charmed season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out there and win one for old Sean.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen.
I just hope they keep the schmaltz down to a beneath Forrest Gump schmaltz level.
Because don't you think the more of that there is, the tougher it is going to be for the people that are left behind.
It's
for his
be
friends and teammates that have to go out there and perform. I feel for those guys. I really do. You know, it's just not... Maybe, you know, maybe why we pay so much attention to it, you know, it's just not supposed to happen,
you know, to a
promising superstar athlete. It's not supposed to happen to a guy in the prime, you know, beyond the prime. He hasn't reached the prime of his life yet, you know.
And I have to say this, too, to the media. I don't doubt what the players are saying about how this guy had turned his character around. But be very careful if you're a member of the media and you're dispatching this information about how this is how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
Because aren't you going to look stupid, God forbid, if in a week or so it turns out that maybe it wasn't as simple as a home invasion.
Well, yeah,
but
that speaks to what we've talked about on this show and journalism and the way journalism certainly at the local level is handled. Right. I think that, people want answers. They want to know what's going on. And, right now, as you said, that takes a back seat now because of the circumstances.
Right.
It doesn't really matter now as much as it did before. Right. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know why I get mad. I can't even put my finger on it, but I'm mad for the same reason when I watch that coverage. It's just something that bothers me about it. It's just there's something about it that somehow doesn't ring true all the time with some of these news outlets. You know, and you talked about the schmaltz factor, and, you know, it's just I wish they'd get to a little bit more substance with this, you know? I mean, I really wish they'd get to a little bit instead of the hype machine going in full blast, which it is right now. Maybe I'm asking for something that I'm never going to get. You're asking for the same thing.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No, at least not in our life and remember, for God's sakes, tomorrow promised to nobody.
Boy, right. You have said that again and again and again.
So
and
go
it,
outside and
true.
Give your nostrils some nice fresh air.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, it does make you think. And when it's a public figure and when it's it's an athlete, a person, a celebrity that's in the limelight,
for the last time, TV guys, radio guys, holier than thou guys, I don't need somebody dying to help me put my life in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So shut the frig up with that.
Yeah, I think that kind of editorializing is a little overdone. It really is. It's like when Ann Curry has a sad story and she gives her sad voice.
Right.
You don't need to tell anybody in this town to feel bad about this situation. You know, no matter what level of fandom you have.
Agreed.
This is because really, if you're, you know, if you don't live and die by the Redskins, you feel for people that do because you know somebody that does.
Right.
And you know what? Everybody, anyone that is not aware that people are personally affected by this tragedy doesn't know what the way things like this work. It is, even if you don't know the guy, because you associate him with the team, you take it personally. And that's normal.
You know, they romanticize it in this way as well. I realize that he's passed. And the headline that they run is the death of Sean Taylor. Not to be morose, the cat was murdered.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, it may
yeah,
not...
Yeah, why are they doing that?
It may not fit in with your papal coverage, mm-hmm. with your someone very important and very beautiful and wonderful has died coverage, but the cat was murdered. Mm-hmm.
And, well, here it goes again, with local journalism. I know that... after every Redskin fan in this town gets done with the mourning process and feeling bad about this situation, this tragedy that happened, I know how they're going to – the next thought that's going to pop into their mind, what the hell happened? Get to the bottom of this. Let's find out what happened. Let's get the guy that did this and find out about
this. That's my thought, too.
Really, but you don't hear enough about that.
Because he was murdered.
Not that we want revenge, but people want to know what the hell's going on.
Find the guy because there is a difference in how you – present it. I mean,
yes.
When Frida passed away,
mm-hmm.
Frida wasn't murdered. She died. Auto accident.
Mm-hmm.
Guy didn't try to run into her.
Right.
Some guy goes in to this guy's house and shoots him.
This is a week after this house was broken into.
Right.
I want to find out what the hell was going on.
Right.
Was this guy being stalked? Was this somebody that was trying to terrorize his family?
Well,
I want to know what the deal was.
Again, we don't know the questions, but I guess the question I would have for the media as it's being presented is, how come we're not looking into the murder of Sean Taylor, which takes no dignity away from the life of Sean Taylor?
No, it doesn't. I think people want answers to this. You know, they really want answers to this. You know, why somebody actually breaking into a house and murdering someone in cold blood? I want to know what the deal is. And everybody, you said they're looking into it.
Yeah, Miami-Dade.
Who's looking into it? The police?
The Miami-Dade police right now are
investigating. Well, of course the police are, but I'm talking about, you know, I think that as journalism, when you're talking about journalists, and you know what? We've talked about it for years. It's the same thing when you send somebody out to the goddamn pile of salt because you want to show somebody that there's, you know, going to be salt put on the road when there's a effing snowstorm when they should... You know, send someone down there,
no, you know what they
camp
were good
out,
at, Mike?
They get the journalists to get some answers out of this.
You know
I
what,
want to know what the police are doing up to the minute. I'd like to know what's going on.
You know what they were good at? There was one poor schlub that was at Redskins Park
mm-hmm.
with a candle standing in front of Sean Taylor's parking spot.
Oh, the guy that I saw him on the news today. That's what they cover.
This guy
That's
was on.
That's what they cover. This is a Redskin fan.
This guy was on every single news channel.
Right. It's easy. It's easy journalism. Yeah, exactly. It's and you know what? Because am I wrong to think that that is exactly what people want to know after this tragedy is digested? We want to know. All right, what is the deal? Someone, you have someone break into your house, leave a knife on a bed. And then a week later, it's the same breakup. What the hell's going on?
See, this is why I just think we should just.
I'm freaked out about this. Yeah. I'd like to have answers as to who murdered this guy, and I think everybody wants to see a little justice.
We don't have any of those answers.
No.
The flow of that information is controlled by the police. There's only so much reporters can do without relying on the
sources. Well,
thank you
for defending the journalists of America, Buzz, but I have to be honest with you. No one's even down there. Even down there asking these questions and grilling these people.
I think you have to look at it from the. From what the cops have said, the cops are not saying this is a home invasion gone bad.
I will tell you something, though.
You have to listen to what they're not saying.
I understand that. You're absolutely right. But when you're talking about journalism, which is, with all due respect to everybody who does this, there are several people that do it. There are a handful of them. I mean, you've got news magazines that do an occasional investigative report. But there was a time, really, and it goes back into the era of the newspapers, where you would have beat reporters that would be covering this stuff before
I'm
this
the
became,
oldest man in the world.
Before it became this homogenization of news where it has to be, you know, Martha Stewart is going to prepare the doilies for Thanksgiving. No one's going to go down there. You're saying it's controlled by the police? No, it's not. It's not controlled by the police. It's controlled by any journalist who wants to go down to that neighborhood and ask some questions.
Mike, here's the problem.
You can get that.
And you know the answer to this. The reason that we don't have those journalists is because we have become so goddamn big corporate, taking over everything.
Absolutely.
PC, turning Britney Spears into news. Right now, really, I think the only guy that I would trust, and I mean this seriously, is Loony Dan Rather. Because Dan Rather is the only guy who right now is not controlled by CBS, which is run by an entertainment company.
And Dan Rather reports on HDNet, which,
right.
You know, are you and I the only people that watch that?
Like,
it's fantastic.
Because let's face it, the people that give you news on NBC really care more about selling you light bulbs.
Right.
The people who give you news on ABC really count more that you buy Disney products.
I will give a tip of the hat to HBO, their documentary unit, which is another unit that goes off and does significant documentaries on people. And really, they've almost evolved the process where you just let everything speak by the videotape that they get and by the interviews. And there's not a lot of editorializing with commentary and things like that.
CBS as well now is a corporate conglomerate, which is made up of 8 million different networks underneath it. And you have nobody, you have no reporter.
Because they're going to get spanked. If a local guy says, first of all, it's got to go through all the chain of command. It's got to go through the local editor. It's got to go through the news director. And he's going to get shot down because he's not going to be allowed to go out and do that story.
Can you imagine, let's say you're at the Channel 9 newsroom today. You go into the news director and you say, I got to go down to Florida.
Right.
And I got to
get to the bottom of this story.
I want to find out who killed Sean Taylor. You know what they say to him? Hold on a second. Hey, there's an adorable lot of kittens that have just been born in Prince George's County, and they're all being named after the 12 reindeer.
Right.
Go cover that story.
Yeah, I don't. But you know what? He is a celebrity in this town. He is a professional athlete. I'm even more amazed that this. And I don't want to throw the race card out there, but if this is Natalie Holloway, they've got 7,000 journalists asking everybody about everything. Why aren't we seeing a little more of this? I mean, I hate to throw that out there, but I really wonder why aren't we seeing more attention towards the circumstances here and exactly what happened? But
right now, because it's the mourning process.
Because
the thing with his family, let it die down. No pun intended.
Right.
And then we'll see.
Yeah, it just sucks. It sucks any way you slice it. It really does. And as far as journalists, you can't. Yeah, maybe I'm blaming the wrong people here, but it seems frustrating to me because how long have we been talking about local news where you just don't? Yeah, but just give us. These are people that learned how to report. They were trained how to report. They don't report, but they were trained how to do it. And it just you don't
to
see
be
it.
Fair, to be fair, today on Channel 5, I did see when they did show a dashboard cam of him being arrested for a DUI.
Yeah, that's stock footage that they had from that. That's what everybody ran.
And as they run the stock footage, the anchor lady was apologetic in tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he did have a troubled past. Oh, there's some of it now. Oh, yes. Can we get through that as fast as we can? Yes, please.
Yeah, well, that's also, you know, that's all you get. You get the old stuff. They don't seem to move forward with that. But, I mean, really, it's important to know that when you talk about the police controlling
right.
it, well, the police, you know, there have been times when it has happened before where you have journalists who break stories.
True.
Who get information that the police may not have gotten. Yeah. What are the TV shows we watch, you know, where you've got, ooh, this is the great journalist that goes off and finds out a, you know, a detail that gets his life in danger. You know, that that's a fantasy, but because it doesn't really happen enough.
There's
anymore.
No more Woodward and Bernstein now.
It doesn't. You don't see a lot of it anymore.
In our generation.
You have several people. You mentioned Dan Rather. That story he does.
You know what it would be? Maybe. Or, God forbid, you know, a blogger. Mm-hmm. It will be someone down in South Florida. We'll blog, we'll answer the questions, we'll shoot some YouTube video.
Right.
You know, that's the world that we live in now. You know, we are going to be the ones to tell ourselves what's going on, because other people won't give us the unfiltered truth.
Yeah, and that is probably where it's evolving into right now, you know, where we watch the local news to see if there's a shower over the mountains that's going to come into our area, and that's about it. It's frustrating.
And it was like snow coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost gleeful today, all of the anchor people.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, it sweeps. We've got a huge audience tuning in.
Yeah.
Listen. Act sad. But remember, 1 million households are watching you this morning.
I know that's the cynical look at it, and but it's tough to argue that. It really is. It frustrates the hell out of me.
They wanted to come by today.
Yeah.
To tape.
Yeah.
To tape us.
Yeah, what are they going to do with us? You know, that's the story. How we're going to talk about it. That's the story. You know, God damn it.
I will give Channel Credit 7 that at least when they called, they realized we wouldn't, because I think around the time that Michael Jackson got nailed, really nailed, mm-hmm. for liking boys,
mm-hmm.
we agreed to have Channel 9 come down, and when they turned the cameras on, all we said was, we love Michael Jackson, and we think he's so misunderstood.
See, there's a reason why they don't come by here very often, because we've played with them for years. We did it with the porch set and thing, you know?
Yeah.
They wanted us to do a super DJ interview with that guy, and we didn't do it.
But the people at Channel 7 were hip enough today when they called. They said, could we come down? And right halfway in between the thought, the lady said, wait, hold on a second. No. You know what? And even she remembered the reporter's name, Susan Roberts. When she came down to interviews about Michael Jackson,
right.
All we said was, he's super.
You know, the one thing I did want to say about...
We just didn't want to give them the sound bites.
The one thing I wanted to say about Sean Taylor, and I really do believe this with professional athletes in particular, and it does speak to his past when you talk about he had a past. There are so many athletes that when they first come into the league and they first get fame and fortune and they become superstars that have a tough time making that adjustment. And you see so many of those guys that go on to have great careers and become kind of the elder statesman, and you can see them mature in the job. And you see that a lot. You see a lot of guys that will come out and say that, you know, a guy that's, you'd be better as far as NFL guys to find examples of that.
Warren Sapp.
You know, Warren Sapp, a guy that comes on and says, hey, you know, when I came in and I learned and I matured as a man, and you see that, and it's always, I love that story. It's always a great story.
I mean,
to
Warren Sapp is a good one. He failed a weed test.
Right.
Coming out of college, maybe smoked a little weed at the beginning with Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought Warren Sapp is a big thug. Warren Sapp is a troublemaker. Look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the commercials.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's nice to see. I always
think the guy's
like to see
beloved.
That. It really is. It's good to see that. And now, you know, unfortunately, with this guy, you know, you won't see that happen. And that is a tragedy. That really is.
Hello there. Dynamite Show. What's up? Hi.
Hey, Don, you made a comment yesterday, which I didn't hear, so I don't want to assume how it was worded. But did you say, I'm not surprised by what happened? Is that basically the words you used?
Yeah.
Because, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, the only thing I want to point out, because I'm very confident from just listening to you for years that I'm sure your heart was in the right place. But since you're talking about how news people and journalists report this story, when you're dealing with a story that has a huge impact on public emotion, I don't want to be nitpicky, but because this is pure semantics.
I'm not news, sir. I'm not news. This is entertainment, and this is opinion. This is opinion.
Okay. Well, let me finish my comment, though.
Okay. Sure.
The only point I'm trying to make is there's a big difference between the speculative comment of it wouldn't surprise me if there's an association between what happened and his past.
No, you're getting the quote wrong.
That's not the right quote.
The quote was, Sean Taylor was involved in a shooting. I'm not surprised.
That is the quote.
That's the quote.
It doesn't. You don't speculate beyond that.
And that's fine. Maybe this is a general comment that journalists in general, and I'm not talking about you anymore, okay? Because
I'm not a journalist, I'm a DJ.
I'm not saying there was a problem with the way you said it. But there's a big difference between a presumptive statement and a speculative statement. A speculative statement being, it wouldn't surprise me. A presumptive statement being, I'm not surprised.
But also, I understand when you're talking semantics, you're talking about that, and you are nitpicking a little bit. When you're talking about... When you're doing live radio and you're saying a lot of different things, you have to take the big picture. And, you know, we were talking about journalists like Dan Rather. 60 Minutes was great, as great at this as anybody, where they would take the out-of-context comment and they would try to put it into something that it wasn't. The comment that was made when we were talking about that, I think you added on to it as far as, you know, with everything that had gone when it was involving handgun violence and stuff, because there was the history there was a lot of that at the same time, and what we're
wrong,
saying today.
I ask you, what's wrong with saying that? It was one man's opinion, and I'm not a mover, I'm not a shaker, I'm an overweight husky disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with saying it. It's freedom of speech. I'm just simply pointing out that we're dealing with a story where public emotion is involved and people have to be very careful about how they word things.
No, you don't. See, this is the problem. You are the problem, sir. Please don't be offended. Why do I have to be careful about what I'm saying? I'm not saying anything that is in any way racially charged, emotionally charged. I said, when somebody said, Sean Taylor's involved in a shooting, I'm not surprised. You tell me...
To me, that's a presumptive way of saying it.
Well, but you're also...
It wouldn't surprise me based on his past. It's semantics.
Well, no, but it was said later on in the broadcast. So when you're talking about that situation, of course it was based on the fact that he had been involved with handguns before.
Obviously.
And then when
you
more...
know, I'm on your side here. I'm not... what you all said didn't bother me at all.
You know what?
And in general, I would agree.
But you didn't even hear the quote, and now that you've heard it again, and I say it again, now that the guy has passed away, Sean Taylor was involved in a tragic murder. I'm not surprised. If I'm proven wrong by facts that come out afterwards, I will be the first to stand up and say so.
Okay. I mean, I'm like I said, maybe I'm being a little nitpicky on it, but I don't like using the words "I'm not surprised" because that's making a presumption that there's an association.
That's right. I am presuming. I'm thrusting my big ass opinion. I'm not surprised.
Okay. That's all I had.
All right, well, it was nice.
Hey, thanks for being on our side, though.
It was nice debating you.
Okay. Take it.
God, okay. People. That, you know what? And there's focus on...
And again, you got to be careful what you're saying. Why? What was said that could possibly be turned around and turn our careers upside down and get us fired?
Well, you also, when you said that, and you should put it in context, because he's like challenging you and you're trying to swing your thing here and say,
no,
you put it in context yesterday, and you should, because out of context, it is something that can arouse people's emotions. You know, you based your statement, at least the way you said it yesterday, but it's also, you base that on, because you don't mean what you just said.
I don't know
what
anything.
You just said is not. That's not how you said it yesterday. And what you just said was almost like the guy was. He was baiting you into it. He was challenging you into it. And I have to say, you took the bait like a bass going to a lure.
But I have to say that this is PC to the
except that this is, but you didn't mean what, I mean, what you said yesterday, you did put in context, and it's like, just to be PC, we, well, let's just say things that are, you know, not PC. The fact is, you said yesterday,
Mike.
I thought, based on the fact that his history that he had had, was a Redskin that was to be involved, this based on a history, that was what you were talking about.
And that's exactly, and that's what I just said to the guy on the phone.
If somebody says, you know, because if somebody comes out and I hear somebody going, hey, I'm not surprised. That's what that. If somebody wants to take that out of context, that's the way that's said. And then that pisses me off. Well, and I know you don't mean it that way. Well, you know what I mean? Well, that's what we're talking about.
Well,
here.
They can kiss my ass, and I'll go work with Imus. I mean,
yeah, but people take things out of context.
I don't want to work in a. Well, I'm not going to worry about it for long. But I don't want to work in an industry where you can't say something that Jesus Christ, it's an opinion. It's an opinion based on what I know about this professional athlete's private life.
Yeah, but you also, if you're making that statement without a qualifier on it, it's a it's a ridiculously stupid opinion, in my opinion. If you said, I'm not surprised, that brings everything that you stand for and you're against into that. And when you say it's not racially charged, people can take that as a racially charged comment.
What you just said yourself 30 minutes ago, gee, how can it be that someone got into this guy's house a week ago, broke in and left a knife.
Right.
This guy has had run-ins with the law before, has had run-ins with guns before, has gotten into fights
with people. Exactly. That's what you said yesterday.
Right. So what's wrong with saying, I'm not surprised that this guy was involved in foul play?
That's a different statement. I'm saying what that guy that just called was trying to say. You know what I'm talking about here. No, I mean, we're talking about people that take words, and it is a semantic issue. And if that comment, you know, stands on its own and just is thrown out there, I would take that as a racist comment. If I heard somebody say that in a bar at a table, if I heard somebody say, "Well, I ain't surprised," that to me. But you know, you didn't say it that way yesterday. You didn't. It wasn't said that way yesterday.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It's just people. And that guy, really, the guy that was on our side, that's crap. You know, in my opinion, that's crap. That's somebody who is trying to create something, and I just get suspicious of that. I really do.
Anyone that's been in trouble before, as someone who's been there, anyone that gets in trouble before, no matter what the circumstance,
exactly.
If you're going to get in trouble again, people are not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Right?
That's the way people's minds work, and that's what you said yesterday when it came down to this guy saying, you know, something about semantics and all that, you know, and then it gets into the whole thing. Well, but that's the world we live in, unfortunately.
I hate this world, though. I just hate this world. Jesus Christ! I swear to God, where are you now, Jesus?
Jesus.
He's calling for
you're calling, you're invoking Jesus' name.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity of them all?
Mm-hmm.
Who's down with G-O-D?
I am.
God help us all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this me?
Oh. Instant.
Formally.
Disqualification.
God played a role in that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there. I had a horrible thought this morning, a mean-spirited thought, and I thought this would be the forum to bring it.
Oh, sure.
How long after getting the news do you think Tom Thumb alerted his worldwide sweatshop network to start cranking out number 21 jerseys?
Already all over it, my friend.
Yeah.
Already all over it. Already kind of covered that. Said just put the sticker on the back of the helmet.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Wanted to talk to you guys just about a comment that Mike had made earlier, and it had to do with, you know, if it had happened in D.C. any given day normally.
That was Don that said that.
I'm sorry. It was Don who said it. You know, you'll end up finding a young man or a couple young men that have gone through the same situation and died from gunshots. On the Redskins website today, when I went out there to look, and I'm not necessarily a big football fan by any means or anything, there was a woman reporter who actually put an article out there stating that, well, you know, this is very tragic and everything, it's to be noted, and it is statistically proven, as Don had said, that the prime age for black men to die, black young men, is between 18 and 24. And here you had Williams, who was another football player, I think that was his name, earlier this year, that was killed in a drive-by shooting when he was going to...
Oh, the guy with the Broncos, right.
Right. And now you have, you know... Sean Taylor. And what's just happening is, unfortunately, it's just growing. It's such an, you know, it's such a rate.
So you're saying, now, they use the website to actually to spotlight that problem? That,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's good for them.
All right,
that's
thank
a good
you.
Thing.
Much appreciated. Hello, Don, on my show.
What's up, man? There's nothing wrong with saying I'm not surprised. That's like saying I'm not surprised that, or saying that Elizabeth Taylor is getting married again or divorced. Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor got divorced. Oh, I'm not surprised. When you said that, I didn't even think anything of it. I don't follow football at all. I follow basketball. I had no idea Sean Taylor was black. I can't tell you anybody on the Redskins.
No, I don't think it's a black or white issue.
It really isn't a black or white issue.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, I agree with the other guy. I didn't get offended by it when he said, I'm not surprised. It's just like, if Lionel Richie got shot, you wouldn't say, I'm not surprised. You'd be like, oh, my God, you know?
If Lionel Richie was shot, we wouldn't be here today.
Don, how many times have I said that to you about Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie was shot. That's something, my God.
That would be a different deal.
We'd all be slow dancing right now to Three Times a Lady.
Two guys, Lionel Richie and Barry Manilow. Those
I am
two guys that we're
so tired of people dragging Lionel Richie into this.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, listen, you know, Michael Wilbon this morning made the exact same comment. Maybe not exactly, but he did say, I'm not surprised that this happened to Sean Taylor.
I mentioned I saw that on PTI last night as well. We both said the same thing at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. All right. No big. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
That's words. And, you know, gotcha. What it is, you know, it's just what pisses me off is when people dwell on that. And right away, that's what people seem to be excited about. You know, that's what people get all charged up about. You know, hey, is what you said the right thing to say or not the right thing to say? You know, and what you said yesterday was a statement that was based on the history.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi. I'm an African-American woman, and I'm here to tell you I agree with you.
Yes, baby. Speak to the white devil.
I mean, for real.
For real.
It is. That's my saying here. And if you go to the MiamiHerald.com, that's what I was calling you about. Go to the MiamiHerald.com. The way they lay things out, they come short of saying what they think. And, you know, it is what it is. That's all I got to say. Have a great day, fellas.
All right. Thank you, baby. See you later. And hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think the over and under is that Dan Snyder will have, like, a sponsor for Sean Taylor's tribute? Like, this has been brought to you by Gatorade.
You know, I don't mind. You know, we're talking about Dan Snyder here, but it's also, you know, I think that this is not the day to talk about that. I really don't think so.
And he really shouldn't. He really shouldn't be, like, leading the parade on this, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Have exactly. you seen him down there with his big jet getting out of his Secret Service Tahoes?
Makes me feel creepy. It does. Makes me feel creepy.
Yeah.
It really does.
Me too.
It's one thing when the players go down there and it's just, I don't know. It's just because it's the guy we're talking about. It's why we get these phone calls about
it. It's a no win for him, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, no, you're absolutely right. It is a no win for him.
Let's break. And I know we got something that can definitely put a smile on your face.
Really?
When we come back.
Good. Oh, yeah. That's oh, it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gonna love it.
Really? Can I get any kind of hint at all before we go to break?
I have a hint. Townhouse.
Townhouse.
Townhouse is not. Rob, that's
lives.
A Spiewak hint, okay? That's
he
a lives, non-hint hint.
He lives in a town. Big deal.
City.
Chicago. All right, here's another hint. Stephen Hawking. That's the only hint I'll give you.
Wow.
And not Lionel Richie.
Okay, well, I'll speculate during the commercial break.
Well, I got to tell you.
Okay.
Don't.
Yeah, hey,
no,
hey,
I have to tell
ass.
Him.
Ass.
Come on.
Hey,
my buddy, I got to tell
we're
him.
We're all hurting.
Yeah.
It's Roger Ebert.
Oh, I saw it.
And you know, since he's had all the problems.
Oh, I saw it. It's horrible.
You know, he's now speaking with one of those, can we play a game?
Wow. Right.
And his has a British accent to it.
Really?
It does.
Oh, I saw it during the dinner hour last night.
It's something that will totally make everybody forget about what we've spent the first hour talking about.
A mind cleanser, mm-hmm. as it were.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's brave.
Oh. Ooh. Man, oh, man.
Straight ahead, cancer took away his ability to speak.
But I can see, hear, and write.
so I can still do my job.
And obviously, quit is not in his vocabulary. At home with the amazing Roger Ebert.
That, incidentally, was the computer voice.
Wow. That's the, now, is it a computer, or is it a
computer?
Does he use the thing on his throat?
It's a computer.
He actually types in like Stephen Hawking.
It is British. And that would be the name of his comic book, wow. The Amazing Roger Ebert.
The Amazing Roger Ebert. I used to like doing that impression. I'm sorry I can't do it anymore.
You can if you have a computer.
If you have a British accent, you can. All right, be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm not happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our playbook phone poll this week was, would you like to see the Redskins play Dallas in the first game of the playoffs? The overwhelming response was yes. 76% of you said we would like to see the Skins play Dallas. Only 24% said no. And now the burning question, do you or don't you like Don and Mike? Apparently these guys have sent you hundreds of flowers over the last couple of weeks. What's the answer? Yes or no?
No.
You don't like them? Oh, my. Why? Any particular reason?
No reason.
Have you gotten the flowers?
Yes.
Are they nice?
My wife enjoys them.
Well, I'll be sure to pass that along to her.
You have to be smart to be an offensive lineman. Joe just proved it.
No, you're right. No comment is basically it. Thanks for being on the show with us, as always.
Thank you.
Charlie Cassidy, thank you. Christine Brennan, appreciate you watching. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tonight on the 10
Joe Jacoby.
He's mentally retarded.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's not retarded.
No, he's not retarded.
That's what it is. Not exactly.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Just listen and don't question why.
Stop that! It's silly. Very silly indeed.
They
webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Rajon, hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, are you still talking about the Redskins?
There's not a day that goes by that we don't talk about the Redskins.
Excellent. I would just like to thank you for saying something I've always hoped to hear someone say, and that you don't have to be careful about what you say. And if people don't like it, well, that's... It's your right to say it. And I hate it when people say you have to be careful.
All right, thank you. The only time you should be careful is when you're having sex.
Yes. Absolutely.
Always be careful. Wrong.
Well, otherwise you'll be like that commercial. You know?
Gay sex, whoa.
No, not that commercial.
Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And the other one is a Bill O'Reilly commercial for gay sex.
Gay sex, whoa.
That's it. It's a real short commercial.
No, it's for one of those Rosie Cruises.
Gay sex, whoa.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. I just wanted to bring up the fact that no one seems to realize that Kevin Dubrow has passed away.
Who is that?
The lead singer of Quiet Riot, man.
Quiet Riot,
the lead singer for Quiet Riot?
Right.
Yes.
Well, now I think we should all go home.
Yeah, I think that's it. We've done enough here today. What's the point?
Mm-hmm. He was apparently getting himself all cleaned up, and according to his friend, who I think plays in the band Deep Purple,
right.
It comes as a surprise.
It does.
But I would like to say something about his passing.
What's that?
I'm not surprised.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, it's you.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, jello to you.
The thing about the redskin dying guy?
The redskin dying guy, yes. That's almost as good as this morning when Regis Philbin said, you know, the guy that plays for the Indian.
That's exactly what Regis said today. Another out of it day for Regis. That's when he called Facebook Face TV.
That's right. It's a channel on the internet.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's got one of those channels.
Right. Well, I don't smoke.
The man who invented Gatorade also died today.
All right, that's also true.
We do have the tape of the guy from Quiet Riot, though.
Well, I don't smoke. I take pretty good care of myself. I mean, it's not exactly like it's brain surgery or it's like, you know, you have to worry about a hip replacement. It's not that difficult to do, really.
So what happened?
Was that Homo Joe?
That's the lead singer from Quiet Riot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was invited to someone's house for Thanksgiving, and he didn't show up. And after a couple days, they sent someone to look for him.
Sure.
And they found him dead.
2 days, huh?
Tough intro, man.
Well, I don't smoke.
Hold on. Where's the song?
What happened? I thought you were jingling in your pocket.
KCBQ.
It's a tough one. You just say, music!
Come on, feel the noise.
Quiet Riot. How many other hits did they have?
They had Bang Your Head, Mental Health, or Mental Health.
And I remember the album cover. Wasn't the like half of a Hannibal Lecter mask?
It was like a...
I think it was.
Right?
Not leather like Hannibal Lecter. Maybe it was a...
It was a metal mask.
Metal mask?
Kind of like demonic type of, Hostel 2. And I watched Hostel 2 last night.
How was that?
It was horrible.
Feel good?
You know who's in it? You know that guy that Rob loves that's in the producers, and now he's playing Dr. Frankenstein and Young Frankenstein on Broadway?
Who is he?
He's a versatile actor.
Roger Bart.
What's his name?
Roger Bart.
Roger Bart. Well, if you want to see something really, really bad happen to Roger Bart at the end of the movie, like the worst thing that can happen to a guy.
Spoiler.
Just I don't want to give too much of a hint, but just think about the worst way.
What does it get?
If you're getting maimed, the worst way to get maimed.
Getting a vasectomy.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. Rob, before you have your procedure, watch this movie. And you know you can fast forward right to the end because it happens right at the end of the movie. And then, bam, it's over right after that.
The doctor told me if should anything go wrong with my vasectomy, I'll still be able to talk through my computer.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to make a bet with you about Sean Taylor's death.
Make a bet.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'll bet that the girlfriend is implicated in some way.
Bye!
All right, well, we'll make a bet.
Yeah, I got a bet. I will tell you. Here's my speculative statement.
Welcome to Guess That Crime.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don?
Yes, Mike, Buzz, Rob, all of us.
I was wondering if you could help me mourn by taking me to the Patriots game Monday night.
I'm not taking you to the Patriots game on Monday night.
To help him mourn.
I'm not even going to the Patriots game on Monday night.
You're not going to see the Ravens pass?
No, I'm not, sir. I'll be here. Right. I'll be here entertaining an ever-dwindling number of listeners.
Is this a speculative statement or a presumptive statement? I'm listening to this guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
I wouldn't let him into your car.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
I think that was presumptive.
Yes, I think it was very presumptive.
Hello.
Or brilliant.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. I just got one comment about your Thanksgiving competition yesterday.
Thanksgiving competition yesterday?
The game.
Yeah.
Oh, the game.
Oh,
okay.
The Thanksgiving game. Right. What about it?
Who wasn't high on Thanksgiving?
Another reasonable question.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend.
What are you, high?
I forgot we had the one guy that didn't win the prize, but he smoked weed all during Thanksgiving.
I think his name was Humma.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're right.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, this is Mike's money. I'm still out here in Las Vegas. When are you coming to bring me back home, Daddy?
Not for a year, brother. Once a year trip, whether I like it or not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo doesn't care about black people.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's all right. Compare me to the president.
You've always liked to be compared to W.
You've had worse days.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, do you think maybe to cheer us up a little bit, you can give us a little bit of Nancy talking about his mom's great pie?
Ah, yes, the great Ma Nancy. No, she's talking about those fabulous pies she made.
The tape that we're going to get to today is the Roger Ebert talking through a computer.
Hard to watch.
Hard, but great to listen to.
Great to listen. Well, I'm glad I didn't get it. I didn't watch it because it was the dinner hour, and I just didn't want to look at that.
Right.
Well, let's hear it.
Welcome to the 9th annual Roger Ebert's Overlooked Film Festival.
That was a defining moment for iconic film critic Roger Ebert.
And, of course, it's Billy Bush.
Billy Bush!
Of course.
Our friend, lottery winner Billy Bush.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm Billy Bush, guys.
He's the guy that has to sit down with Roger Ebert.
Interviewing the movers and shakers.
He stepped out last April at his Overlooked Film Festival in Urbana, Illinois. Why? Because there are millions of cancer-stricken people in our country. It's a reality. He stepped out for them and to do what he loves best, see and critique films. More recently, he sat down on camera again with me in a more intimate setting. And I hope your eyes open as wide as mine did to the courageous Roger Ebert. Is this your all-time favorite movie? Yes.
That's it?
Oh, no, there's a lot more.
Wow.
Next part, please.
His voice has been silenced and part of his jaw removed from the after effects of thyroid and salivary cancer. But Roger Ebert's mind and spirit are very much alive. Here in the Chicago townhouse that he shares with wife Chaz, in his screening room, named after the opera house where they had their first date, Roger selects from the thousands of movies in his collection. His favorite, Citizen Kane. He orchestrates every frame like a movie maestro, feeling that snow globe in between his fingers. But to express his words, Roger uses a computer, which reads aloud the words he types out. Tell me how your computer has become your new best friend.
It allows me to talk to you like this, and this voice is the easiest to understand I've been able to find on the web.
There are no Chicago accents available?
No Chicago or the American voices sound dorkier than this.
But this self-described motor mouth with a rapid-fire mind gets frustrated when technology fails his eloquence.
Who could act in it? Not even Al Pacino.
With some hope, Roger, who is now cancer-free, may not need this computer in the future. They're going to do some reconstructive surgery on your voice to bring it back. What are the chances of that being successful?
Reconstructing voice and face. My fingers are crossed. No one can say for sure, but there is a chance I will regain my ability to speak.
I love that he uses a British accent. Yeah.
It is beyond, it's surreal to hear this. And now he goes on and describes why he got the British accent.
Yeah.
Why he didn't get the can we play a game.
Roger has been working through his illness. He's written Roger Ebert's 4-star reviews, which highlights the best he's seen from his 40-year career. And in recognition of his achievements, tomorrow night, Roger will be presented with the Gotham Award in New York.
And this is Roger Ebert, the film critic from the Chicago Sun-Times.
All right, now here he is on Gene Siskel.
Roger Who Ebert. Also, didn't he also die of cancer?
Yeah, brain cancer. Brain tumor. Right. Something like that.
He became a very good friend, even though we often fought. We were like brothers in a love-hate relationship.
You know, if he does get his voice back...
There's a lot of emotion for a computer voice.
Yeah. That's because he's using the British guy. If he gets his voice back, maybe he could develop a British accent.
And then he could look and sound like Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi.
Okay, here's why Roger Ebert chose that computer voice.
Tell me how your computer has become your new best friend.
It allows me to talk to you like this, and this voice is the easiest to understand I've been able to find on the web.
There are no Chicago accents available?
No Chicago or the American voices sound dorkier than this.
He chose well.
He chose his voice on the advice of his agent, I'll bet. That'd be my guess.
That's right.
No, I doubt the agent was that involved.
If we were truly cruel, we would get a program like that.
Right.
And we would call our agent up.
Sure.
Because our agent is Roger Ebert's agent.
Right.
Can you imagine if we called and said, "Hello, Elliot. It's me, Roger Ebert.
Hello." That's a pretty good voice, though. Not bad. They can give him his... So it's not his voice box that's been removed.
No.
Right? It's just like his jaw.
And then here he is. Roger Ebert saying that he will speak again. He may.
They're going to do some reconstructive surgery on your voice to bring it back. What are the chances of that being successful?
Reconstructing voice and face. My fingers are crossed. No one can say for sure. But there is a chance I will regain my ability to speak.
And you're right, Rob. I keep wanting to think, Luke.
I am your father.
Like Alec Guinness. That's right. Mm-hmm. Follow the force, Luke.
Let the force be with you. Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gabe, your number one fan.
Hi, Gabe. How you doing?
Good. I'm calling with your quarterly evaluation.
Oh, how am I doing?
And, you know, we're all still very pleased with your performance.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. I appreciate
that. Oh, good.
That's Gabe, right, your number one fan, Buzz.
I'll keep it up. I'll call back in February.
Please check in. Thank you, Gabe.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Number one fan.
Number one fan calling.
Number one fan checking in.
Asked again. That's Gabe Kaplan.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. I knew you guys were going to be talking about the Roger Ebert thing because it just screamed just BS where he's like, oh, he's so courageous. And I mean, give me a break. I mean, anytime someone comes down with an illness and somehow has an epiphany, they're courageous when there's millions of people doing the same thing, but no one gives a damn. It's just...
Well, listen, to be honest, Roger Ebert is courageous because to go on TV looking the way he looks... is courageous.
Yeah, I would say most people in the public eye would probably, go into seclusion and wouldn't come out and, be out on the front lines. You probably wouldn't do that.
We played it because it's funny to
hear that voice, that computer. Voice. You're used to the Stephen Hawking voice.
Right.
Which is, can we play a game?
And I remember when Stephen Hawking was on Star Trek.
Stephen Hawking British? Or is he American?
Don't remember. I'll check.
I think he might be British.
When he was on the Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek,
right?
Even in that case, he said something like, "Will you say engage?"
And it's right because if that's what Roger Ebert says, he does sound dorky. That does not sound like a dork. It sounds like Obi-Wan's Alec Guinness.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, that's not a British accent. That's E.T.
That's E.T.?
E.T. didn't have a voice.
No, E.T. would, no.
E.T. had the little phone home.
Phone home. Elliot.
And no accent.
Elliot. Hello.
That would work when you called your agent.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Elliot. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Echo.
Hey.
What's
happening inside Rosie O'Donnell's uterus?
Where the hell are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, that's the largest room.
Hawking is British, by the way.
Really? Yeah, and he uses the American voice. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Listen, regarding the Peter North factor, and I understand when you spoke with Jan and she confirmed your abilities, do you have secrets for us?
Hold on a second. You know, we can't. There are too many conversations.
Yeah, this guy is
today.
Switching gears very, very quickly.
This is a non sequitur. Today's not the day we're discussing Peter North.
I think he was trying to get more information, more secrets.
He wanted tips.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tips.
Hello.
Points. Hey there, boy.
Hey there, boy.
Why didn't he get a robot with a Balmer accent on it?
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Impress your friends.
Hello, radio show.
Not a mic.
Right.
Have you heard they're holding a vigil for the football player at the Redskins Stadium?
Yes, yes. I think they're having one at the stadium and one out at Redskins Park.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's brought to us by Ford?
Everyone wants to jump in with that, and
everybody kind of wants to pile on Snyder, and we're usually leading the charge on that.
Not today.
I want to tell you something. I felt the twinge of it when I heard them announce it, and here's why. FedEx Field is a big, gigantic stadium. With a lot of room.
Right.
They said, when you come to Redskins Park, you can only come as far as the gate, the security gate.
Because it's cordoned off.
Right.
Right.
If you're going to go to the stadium, the area that they want you to use to make the memorial is right next to the Hall of Fame store. And that's exactly how the directions were laid out for people.
So as much as you didn't want to think that way, you couldn't help yourself.
You know, Mike,
there was just that little pang of
maybe,
that.
Maybe it's a coincidence. It's a big, gigantic stadium. They got a lot of room all the way around.
I agree with Buzz, not the day, but that doesn't prevent us from perhaps keeping an eye on things. Because, just in case.
Well, the store is where they painted the giant number 21.
They painted what 21?
They painted his number today, a giant 21 number. They're at the Redskins Hall of Fame store. That's where they're having people gather.
Not on the outside of it, right? It was
on a window?
I don't know exactly. It just says there's a giant 21 at the Hall of Fame store.
Well, look into that.
I shall.
I bet it's near the cash register.
Now, Rob.
What?
I'm
that was speculative.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
This is Rob Scrotum, generous scrotum.
Hey, what's
Rob's
happening?
Yeah.
What's happening, GS?
Rob's generous scrotum.
Yes, I'd just like to say, Rob, please don't hurt me.
All right. Is this somebody that's arguing against the Big V?
I could have sworn I took his phone away. And where are you?
dialing drunk again.
Jesus, I need you back. I need you back by the 20th.
He's out working in a soup kitchen.
Wherever
he's
he is.
He's donating his time. Your scrotum is very generous.
Wherever he is, he's hot.
He's hanging with a bag lady.
He's hot and sweaty.
Hold on, I got to be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We took my cousin up to the church, and we was in there. I seen the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Old lady Huntsicker's in our church, all right? She's 390 pounds, about 4'11". And she got up to sing a solo in the choir. She's like the whole choir in one clump, all right? I mean, her choir robe had cup holders, all right? And you know what she sung? Love lifted me. Love, a crane couldn't have lifted her. And my cousin nudges me and goes, love ain't lifting her without a winch. I tell you that much right now. Yeah, but what, I shouldn't not? Talk. I need to lose weight myself. It's a tough struggle. I put on 50 pounds ever since Janet Jackson popped her out at the Super Bowl.
What
I
not? Did.
I cannot stop drinking chocolate milk to save my life. Boy, that is good milk. You ever eat a lean cuisine? Good Lord, I've seen more food than Charlie Daniels' beard, for God's sake. Got to go on 3 diets, go on that. You ever hear the Atkins diet? Yeah, I'm on the Clay Aiken diet. You pop in a Clay Aiken record and try and keep food down. Now that's funny right there. All right.
That was not funny. That was Don't hard. You stop laughing. That I ain't like funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Not funny. Why?
That's what we were all asking.
Why do you favor rape?
We don't.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
Why?
Exactly. I'm going to ask that to our maker when I get up there.
Why?
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 Was that Larry the cable person?
Yes, that was Larry the cable guy and also Larry the cable guy.
Why men's rooms?
That guy.
That Larry is on cable, and so is the other guy.
Also the cable.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Oh, hey, there is...
Somebody enjoying the show.
There is Larry the cable guy talking about chocolate milk.
Bye!
All right. Got something for you, Mike.
Yes.
The Roger Ebert thing.
Right.
That we were just digging around with.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to that again. Roger Ebert's voice program.
The balcony will never close.
All right, that's Roger Ebert.
Right.
And then here he is about his wife.
He became a very good friend, even though we often fought. We were like brothers
that's
in a Siskel. Love-hate relationship.
All right, that's Siskel.
And very good.
Here he is about his wife, Roger Ebert.
She is my guardian angel. There is absolutely no way I could have survived mentally or physically without her great spirit.
Now, are you ready?
Right.
Got the exact same program right here.
Okay.
And if all is done, I just... click on speak, and you will hear the message I typed in for you.
Okay, very good. You found the voice online.
Come on.
Hi, Mike. Did you lose your ass in Vegas? Yeah, is this a fag? Hi, Mike. Did you lose your ass in Vegas? Yeah, is this a fag?
Very nice.
Okay, now it's your turn. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me just delete. What would you like to say, Mike? Go ahead.
Well, it's not any fun if I can't type it in myself. I have to come around there and type it in.
Well, I dictate for you.
But then I have to say it to you. I should have Rob write it in there.
Well, write it down. Write it down and give it to Rob to type it down.
And I've got while you're doing that, It's an addictive program. I was playing with it in the break.
There you go.
Speak.
Right, Buzz speak like Sweet and Boone.
Did you get that one?
I did.
Heard it again.
Yeah.
Buzz like Sweet and Boone.
Buzz like Sweet and Boone.
Now, does it let you have naughty words in there also? Not that I have any naughty words.
I don't know. Yeah. Here you go. All right, Robbie.
Spell it out.
Back it up. and then type in Mike's message. I won't look.
Good.
I will turn away.
So it's simple.
So as not to see what your message is.
It's simple.
On the Roger Ebert machine.
It's quite simple, really.
Ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
Have you washed your ass today?
Very nice. Hours of fun. I wish I had the keyboard over here.
Hold on.
We could have a real conversation.
Hold on. Back it up.
We could do the whole show that way.
That would be great. For a while.
No, it wouldn't take long at all. There wouldn't be, like, long pauses.
The show is 100 hours long today.
Can I write one for Rob?
Here you go. Let's see.
Keep him coming.
Hold on.
Must be a typo there.
Yeah, hold on. I wanted to say anal.
Oh, you wrote a synonym.
A-N-A-L. Then delete. Okay. Send this one. There you go.
Speak it.
Say it.
Here you go.
Come on.
Michael uses an anal tumor.
Listen to it again.
Uh-huh. You have to hear it twice.
Michael uses an anal tumor.
All right, will you put this one on there for Rob?
Sure. Here's mine one more time.
Don't look, Rob.
Oh, I thought you were
Michael uses an anal tumor.
All right, that's mine. Michael uses an anal tumor. Mm-hmm. This one is for Mike.
All right. I hope I got the spelling right on that one word.
Well, coming out.
It's phonetic. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Michael uses an anal tumor.
Hello.
It almost sounds like uses instead of hues.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now we got one for you, Rob.
I wonder if you pick up tricks.
What's that?
I wonder if you pick up tricks. I'm sure. Better, yeah.
But when he's doing it, because I didn't watch the show, when Roger Ebert is doing it, he has to write in all the text. He doesn't have, like, key words that he can use.
Yeah, but it's all edited.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
This is from Mike to Robbie.
Thank you.
Will you put spaghetti on the internet?
That's great.
Thank you.
How about one for Joe?
All right, hold on. Can I do one?
So anybody can do a Roger Ebert impression.
That's right.
Delete.
I hate to keep, handing you paper.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. You're writing another one, right? Yeah.
Like you.
You're looking good today.
Nice job.
There you go. All right, let's see. Here's my message to the world. Click. Speak. Say it.
I love milky mommy boobies.
Did you say you love milky mommy boobies?
Yes.
Well, I thought you said milky money boobies.
I love milky
mommy
boobies.
Oh, milky money boobies or mommy?
See, it was mommy.
Maybe a typo? No?
Nope. All right, let me type in Mike's. Hold on a second.
This is fun.
Don't look until 7, but we will have this website on our website.
Okay, very good.
Are you retarded?
I look retarded.
Works like a charm.
Now he's like Peter Sellers.
You retarded.
Are you retarded?
Hold on. Spelling is correct.
I think it doesn't matter.
I'm adding on to yours, Mike. Let's keep this going.
Okay.
Here we go.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid.
Now, do dots work for a pause?
Period does.
Period does?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Okay.
Let's see if this works. They're just flowing into my brain now.
Okay, hold on.
This is historically been a catchphrase on the show.
Well, good.
This is for everybody. This is for all of us and everyone listening right now.
Look out, dude Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Out of a job.
Okay, here we go. So this will be, it still will start with, are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid.
Okay, you're just adding on.
And the new one that Mike has just thrown in. Here we go. On the Roger Ebert machine.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly.
Hold on. First me. Just a little memento.
I like that it's building. It's almost a poem.
Yeah, you could do poetry.
Okay. I've added a line, and here we go.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't.
All right, Rob, go ahead. Robbie wants to type the next line in of this soliloquy, our tribute to Roger Ebert. Go ahead, just type it in.
Yeah, and I like adding on to it.
I do, too.
This is... All right, here
okay,
we go.
Here's Rob's addition to our story.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers.
Hold on. It's taking everything we're giving it.
Put not Mike's new one in, and I'll put mine as well.
Is this a double?
Yep.
Excellent. Isn't it nice that computers can really be used to better society?
Like oh, we can enjoy them. For the betterment of all mankind.
I got one.
You know. Okay, roll it. Roll it. Here we go.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go Redskins.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we're putting them all in there now.
Okay, hold on a second.
That was Peter North.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Pete North.
Sometimes it just swallows syllables.
Damn computer.
What the hell's the matter with it?
I'm enjoying it, though, with the British accent. It's almost like we're telling a little story.
Almost. A weird story.
A story of our show.
Yeah.
A delightful story of our show.
F-A-V-O-R-V-O-R. Unless you want to do it British, it would be O-U-R.
No.
Okay.
The old times.
God, there's a lot of text, like a huge IM.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go Redskins. And most importantly, this is Roger Ebert. Why do you favor rape?
Favor. Yeah, sorry. One last one?
Yeah, okay.
Ending to the story? I can only imagine.
Okay, it'll tie it all together in a bow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A computer style.
Exactly.
He says that so well.
Yes, indeed.
Very British.
Buzz, say something while we're typing.
All right.
I'm not typing. I'm watching Don type. I should be talking.
We're all fascinated. Roger Ebert uses this computer to speak.
Do you have anything else?
If you want, I got a final one here.
Using it to play.
Got a final one? Lay it on me.
Okay. Don's made a new entry. Mike's writing down another entry to add to it as we continue to build.
All right.
A computer tells the story of the Don and Mike show.
You got it?
In flipped British English.
Here we go.
Yes.
And
there are other voices, too, Buzz.
Do they have other dialects? Do they have other English accents?
They have German.
Oh, German. We got to try German.
Okay, let's try this one. Here's our story, then. Come on.
Come on.
Process.
Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. Your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go Redskins. And most importantly, this is Roger Ebert. Why do you favor rape? Is that a jelly donut private pile? Me love you long.
Me, all right.
Oh, you know what? I think we've reached our limit.
Do we have to start? Do we have to start again?
Start
can we? Can you just put this one in there? I just want to see if it takes it.
All right, hold
you
on
can
a second.
Take some out to make more room if you want to keep building on what you got.
Let me just.
We can start again.
Just delete out.
Take out the stuff that isn't necessary.
Okay.
You know the silly stuff.
There you go.
All right. That's good. I like it when my stuff is being accepted, not rejected.
And this is now just totally all over the place. Let's see what happens.
Let's listen.
Come on.
It's processing.
Speak.
Are you retarded?
Hey. What? Hey. We lost. It's like when the toy doesn't work. Hey,
it broke.
I think it was buffering.
All right, hold on a second. Let me
try it again.
Let me just leave some of the beginning part out. Are you retarded? You appear to be a mongoloid. All right, let's pick it up with your ass doesn't smell.
Okay.
Exactly. And
and see if that
Here we go.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Speak.
There's the click.
Speak, computer.
Dot, your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have herpes, and I don't. My butt smells like fingers. You shoot like Pete North. Go rob is an Azeli donut private pile. Me love you long time. That is my skull. I'm so wasted. My sweaty balls.
Did it have the Rob thing in there?
Yeah, it had.
In the middle, sort
Rob
of.
Is oh, a Nazi Nazi sympathizer. God,
we made that one word.
When we come back, everybody write down what you want to say.
All right, okay? Yeah, think about it during the break. We're all going to write it.
Let's hear that same exact thing in German.
German.
That last little bit of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Here it is in German.
Punkt, your ass doesn't smell. Exactly. I have a herpes. And I don't. Me butt smells like fingers. You should like Peter not. Go rob is a Nazi donut private pülle. Me love you long time. That is me skull. Im sowas deed, me swear die balls.
All right, how about the same thing in a French accent?
All right, very good. Oui.
With a lady.
A lady,
Juliet.
Point your ass doesn't smell exactly. Yeah, verp. And didon, me but smell like fingé. You should like peter not. Go robi an asieli donu private pill. Me love you long time. Time is cool. I'm so waste. Me sweet tibal.
Too much. I
think
actually...
what we should do is we should take each of the statements when we come back and isolate them. Can we do that? Can we erase them and then start again?
Yeah,
or
we could start. I think what we want to stick with is the UK.
Yeah, because that's
English
hard to understand.
Because the French actually
uses the French words,
and the German actually does like Spanglish. You know, like
right,
the half English,
right,
half Spanish.
Like
half
meat, ein.
The French lady actually turned the word finger into fange.
Fange, like I'll say.
So.
All right. So we come back. Uh-huh. We'll just clear this thing out, and we'll see what else we can do. Well, let me just see. Delete everything out. And just see if I could write. Donna might go to break.
Okay. Oh yeah, perfect.
Or you could, or a more unconventional way of saying goodbye.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll write all that.
And that's very British, don't you think, Don? That last part.
We're telling the computer how we want it to take us to break.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, we won't even need to be here.
No need at all. It'd be totally robotic.
Exactly. The height of laziness.
We can all stay at home and work our keyboards.
There we go.
Like we don't already.
Are you back to Charles?
Yep. Don and Mike go to break to Dalu as Rob loves Hitler.
Hold on.
It worked with the French accent, too.
You know what? I think you need to put periods in there.
Uh-huh.
Let's try it back with the other.
Don and Mike go to break to Dalu as Rob loves Hitler.
put a period after break.
Period after break.
And ass.
And the more periods you put, the longer the pause, right?
Yeah.
I would think. A pause for each period.
Okay, hold on.
That'll be the title of the book.
That's advice for everyone.
A pause for each period. Rated R.
And again, let's go back to Roger Ebert, which started this whole thing.
They're going to do some reconstructive surgery on your voice to bring it back. What are the chances of that being successful?
Reconstructing voice and face. My fingers are crossed. No one can say for sure. But there is a chance I will regain my ability to speak.
And what does Roger Ebert have to say now?
Let's see.
Don and Mike go to break to Dalu ass. Rob loves Hitler.
See, you don't have to have the big casino to have fun with Roger Ebert's voice.
Exactly. Right.
You just need to put in the dot dot so it pauses.
That's the pause, the dramatic
Don
pause.
Don and Mike go to break to Dalu ass. Rob loves Hitler. Don and Mike go to break to Dalu ass. Rob loves Hitler.
Quiet, Hal.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so this is the setup, okay?
The balcony will never close.
That's Roger
Ebert. Roger Ebert and his computer voice.
Here he is again.
He became a very good friend. Even though we often fought, we were like brothers in a love-hate relationship.
Talking about Gene Siskel.
All right, so Roger Ebert uses this thing to communicate now.
Right.
I mean, it's hard. You know, how can you deal with it? It's hard.
No, hold on. That's not Roger Ebert.
That doesn't sound like Roger unless he's got a new computer voice.
straight ahead. Cancer took away his ability to speak.
But I can see, hear, and write, so I can still do my job.
And obviously, quit is not in his vocabulary. At home with the amazing Roger Ebert.
So let's see. As we come out of the break, here we go. We got this thing hooked up.
You got it. Got it all set to go?
Here's the demo.
What can we do?
Come on. Come on.
We're waiting. Here it comes.
You stink like my butt. Let's get our Jesus on. Why do you favor rape? Sound like two farts got in a fight. Out of my way, I'm Super Jock. It's my D. Screw off, losers. The Don and Mike
Show. Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
One more time. It's you stink like my butt.
I dig it.
Let's get our Jesus on.
You stink like my butt. Let's get our Jesus on. Why do you favor rape? Sound like two farts got in a fight. Out of my way, I'm Super Jock. It's my D. Screw off, losers.
That's all I got to throw in. This Rob is going to work the computer now.
I love it with emotion.
Work the keyboard. Come on, boy.
Work it good. All right.
Now, Mike and I have both written all kinds of things.
Yeah, little phrases that we think. And, yeah, put the periods in there so we get the pauses, too.
You should just surprise us. We've each written like 10 or 15 different little things.
This should be fun.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Dano.
Hello, it's you. Speak to us.
This could be. It might be. Is it because we have the computer running through the board as well that we can't hear the telephone?
Shouldn't affect it.
I wouldn't think so.
Boy, you're slow typing.
Does he type like he drives?
Yeah.
With two fingers.
Smell my taint-y?
That's incorrect.
Taint.
Tainty.
No, just put taint.
I'm working on it, pal.
Well.
It's Mr. Pal to you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Rob beats his wife. Smell my taint.
All right.
Okay.
Put a couple more in.
Rob beats his wife. Smell my taint.
Okay. Taint didn't have the punch that I was looking
Take
for.
Take out smell my taint. Okay. Leave Rob beats his wife.
Okay. Because that was nice and clear.
Uh-huh. And put in a couple of other ones that we wrote.
We need the fastest typist on the East Coast.
There, now he's done. Okay. There you go. And there's one, and. Uh-huh. Okay, go with that. There's two of mine.
Okay, one more.
And there's. Okay, there you go. Ready? Yeah. Roger Ebert.
Several new ones.
Come on.
Rob beats his wife. I like to watch. Go all over me. Who farted?
That's it?
Well, that would be Rob beats his wife.
Right.
I like to watch.
Right.
Go all over me. Who farted? They're kind of non sequiturs.
Kind of. This might be one at the top that you might want to put in there.
That's a good one.
It would take a while, though.
Hey, you know, Match Game. I had this one, too.
Yeah. See, those are the things that work. Roger.
I wanted to do that one, too.
Okay. Right,
then let's get out of this thing and just do this one.
Okay. Rob beats his wife. I like to watch. Go all over me. Who farted? HMMMMM. You taste blooded.
What was the HMMMM?
That's hmm.
Oh, hmm.
All right, delete all of that out.
Okay.
And let's go with the brand new book that we've just written.
And use the spaces, too, if you can.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, there you go.
Hey, if you add extra vowels and consonants, that program will enunciate the words better, so you can force it to say things the way you say them, like, you know, like, God damn it, something like that.
Well, then put a few extra U's in there.
Then why did you, like,
yeah.
Why don't you just start out with, God damn it.
Yeah.
Try G O O O O.
I bet it says good damn,
damn it.
It.
Mm-hmm. No, Rob wrote it the wrong way. Hold on. Rod wrote G A W W W W D. God.
Okay. All right.
Damn. D A A M. Mit. M I T.
All right. Let's see what happens.
You may have found your calling.
Let's see if this works.
Yay.
God damn MIT.
It didn't work.
Never mind, Rob.
It didn't work.
I thought it was a wonderful
Just try regular goddamn it.
Okay.
With an exclamation point.
Oh, this is good. Hey, I wonder, and if the exclamation points work, I'd be very curious to see that.
Put goddamn it.
And do question marks work, too? I'd be curious about that.
Put, goddamn it, exclamation point. Are you my bitch? Question. He put four exclamations after goddamn it.
Let's see what happens.
And are you my bitch? Question mark.
Okay.
Here we go. Roger Ebert.
Goddamn it. Are you my bitch?
Yeah, he doesn't have the real enthusiasm. Right,
it's not bad. Try the other one that
what
we had.
We insert an exclamation point with the question mark.
All right, try it. Go ahead.
Fun with computers.
Come on. Come on.
God damn it. Are you my bitch?
No. No.
You know, you wouldn't want to get into a debate with two guys with this thing because it might take about 3 years.
Oh, this is like playing poker with Rob. Me and Mike like it just fine the way it is.
All right, then I won't.
It's real good. Type in the other thing about rubber balls and liquor.
Oh, you let the secret out.
It's not the whole spiel, too. What did you do last night?
Hello, Donna Meister. Yeah, write the entire joke.
Okay.
Write the entire joke.
The entire
what did you do last night?
We'll be here a while.
Hello, Donna Meister Show. Hello.
Hey, people. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hello, people.
Hey, can you put on their go bang Betty dum dum and see who it is? See if you know who it is.
Go, now, is it going to say something bad if we put go bang Betty dum dum?
No, it sounds like somebody on TV.
What are you doing? I'm
not
sure.
Just tell us what it ends up sounding like.
Cut to the chase.
Well, no, it sounds like what the hell was that guy's name on the Flintstones? That little.
Now you don't even know the guy's name.
Gizmo, was that it?
Gazoo.
The great Gazoo?
Gazoo, there you go.
What is
it's
Gazoo?
Funny that you had all this time to think about it, and that's what you wanted to call about.
The great Gazoo?
Put it in there and see if it sounds like it. Come on.
No, why don't you put it in here?
I would imagine if you lost your ability to speak, your typing skills would be greatly enhanced.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Why don't you have the thing spell IHOP and then say NAST?
Boy. No, you know we get in big trouble.
We would, wouldn't we? Yeah. Boy, that's a great idea.
Tonight
though.
At home.
Rob's doing the joke right now, though, the rubber balls and liquor joke. Hi there. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I was just making some popcorn.
Good idea.
That's not bad.
That okay. is very good.
He's about ready. For goodness sakes.
We are children, aren't we?
Yes, all right. Ha, ha, ha. He, he, he.
Well, then you'll know when to laugh.
Here we go.
All right.
A new toy.
Roger Ebert.
The talking computer.
What did you have for breakfast? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you have for lunch? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you do to your girlfriend last night? Rubber balls and liquor.
Oh, it was great until the end.
There was a typo.
Yeah, you put too many L's in balls, and you have too many E's in hee-hee.
It was perfect, though.
Ha-ha, hee-hee.
At the beginning, Rob, whatever you typed in was perfect.
Just take one of the H's out of the key.
He was good in the beginning.
I'll delete all the
laughs. It is like poker, though, because he wasn't satisfied with it.
Dr. Pepper rules.
Here we go.
Yeah,
you had it
Dr.
perfect.
Dr. Pepper.
Here we go.
What did you have for breakfast? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you have for lunch? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you do to your girlfriend last night? Rubber balls and liquor.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, now do...
Do the milk one.
Yeah, 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 milk. Do, yeah. Yeah, that's a really good one. Hi, Joe. Oh, what, Joe?
I put the IHOP joke into it, and if you double space between the letters, it comes out perfectly.
There's your answer.
New from Don and Mike Labs.
Thanks.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are making fun of someone with cancer. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
I knew it. You sick bastards.
Right.
It's always the guys that sound like this. Do you notice that? Mm-hmm. The nerd guys?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What, a-hole?
What are you trying to do to us today?
Well, sort of ties into the football guy getting shot. It doesn't surprise me.
I have a message for this caller.
Hey, wait, Rob's typing in a message for you.
Here we go. This is for you, dumbass.
Milk. Milk. Lemonade. Around the corner. Fudge is made.
Nicely done. Our first poem.
Very good. I love it.
Of course.
Oh,
that's
now it's
good.
Yeah. Now
just like Mama used to sing it to you.
That is the best.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hold on. How about... Oh, for goodness sakes.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, he's just so slow typing.
It's very, very addictive.
Here we go.
I did like the milk, though.
Now we're going to see some speed.
That worked nicely.
Ready? Watch.
When speed is what you need.
You do type quickly, though, don't you?
Yep.
This is now Rob's getting a preview of it right there.
There you go.
All right, let's see what happens.
Hold on.
Let's see what happens.
I just have to make that a
correcting error.
And make that a question mark.
So it's all right, perfect.
I'm ready.
One of those question marks.
Shift down the bottom corner.
Get ready to laugh. Here you go. Here comes funny.
Big boobs. I love him. Want to TF?
Well, I didn't hear that. I didn't get that one.
Big boobs. I love them. Want to TF? Come on.
Come on now.
Big boobs. I love him. Want to TF?
All right. Wasn't that great?
You never know until.
Did you
try.
Put in the put the one from the movie quote that I gave him?
Okay.
What was the movie quote?
You know the one I'm talking about, Rob?
I think I do.
All right. Because the question marks seem to work very well
mm-hmm.
when you put that on the end.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? You know,
hey.
I found something on my computer, and I'd like to play it. It's actually the same type of.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to this.
All right.
You retard. You appear to be a mongoloid, ha ha ha, might be an alcoholic with uncontrollable moments of anger and rage, ha ha, me love you a long time, suffy suffy.
See, very well done. People are playing at home now.
Very well done.
Fun for everyone.
The balcony will never close.
Hey, you know, his sounds a little better, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Because, like, at close, it just sounded dramatic. Smooth. You're right. You called that early on.
Here's a good one, though.
Smooth.
Here's a good one from us. It's a good one.
Lick it, touch it, smell it, taste it, don't just look at it, eat it.
Very good. Very, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bad computer.
Hey, I bet a good one would be, do you want to know something? I had a blank dream last night.
Everybody's catching on to the game. Uh-huh. And I guess people have access to this. They can play at home.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us. What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, LA in the Morning did this bid a few months ago.
They're all out today, aren't they?
What are you telling us, that someone else did this a few months ago?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, Roger Ebert was on TV today. That's why we're doing it.
And he just
hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on.
You have a message for that person?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Don's typing a message to our last caller.
And I'm sure lots of people have done this, but it's the first time for us.
That's right.
So there.
Nobody does it this way.
We're just having a little fun, folks.
Or this well.
Why do people like to rain on the parade?
I don't know. They do.
Why do they like to do that?
I don't get people who like to bring bad news.
I don't. Yeah, I know you don't understand
what's that
at all.
Is there some kind of joy
But
in
it's
that?
Good because now that we need to express something to the listeners, occasionally we can do it with the power of a computer voice.
Nice.
Let's see what Don wrote for this.
Say, do you know something? I had a big dream where F you, lift off, eat a big hairy one, yes.
The F you's are good. They're too close together, though. Yeah. F you.
Let me space them out a little bit. Space.
Balcony is closed.
F you, space.
Yeah. F you, space. I wish they had a little bit more of an aristocratic British accent, you know?
That's pretty good, though.
I had a blank dream last night, Norton.
Ralphie boy.
I can't go bowling with you. I bet we're using the British one, though.
Yeah, I think so. And I love it when he says exactly. That's just perfect.
Exactly. Boy, look at Don's fingers go on this keyboard right here.
Furiously.
Rob, the one I wanted you to put in, if you got a chance, would be the one from the other movie.
You know.
The one that starts with I.
Here we go. Let's try this one.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Okay.
It's not on your sheet.
Hold on. Come on.
Say, do you know something? I had a big dream. Why eat my bung? Eat it all. Go to scatlover.com. You commie bastard.
You know, hold on. I got to take off the beginning part. I see.
Uh-huh.
Up at the very beginning, it still has got some of that, hey, you know something?
Right.
I had a big dream last night. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold
all
on.
Right. Very good.
Let me see. Buzz.
All about dots and spaces, I think.
Has a lot to do with punctuation.
Mm-hmm.
Will the dots cause the pause?
Yes.
Like a pause for each dot. So if you do the three dots, I think that will work.
I've got a different beginning. So let's try this one.
Buzz like stinky poon. Eat my bung, eat it all, go to scatlover.com, you commie bastard.
Did you have scatlover.com?
Sure.
You know what he said well?
Buzz like stinky poon. Eat my bung, eat it all, go to scatlover.com, you commie bastard.
Bung.
You know, the UNG sounds fantastic.
All right, one more. Hold on, one more. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike. I was just going to tell you, check out the AT&T text-to-speech one. That one's pretty smooth.
That's where we're on right now.
Okay.
AT&T.
Thank you, my friend.
Right.
And the help keeps coming.
Don and Mike Show.
Never is this Mike Cubed and Rob A?
Mike Cubed and Rob A? Yes. Yeah, because my real name is Mike.
Yes. Hey, guys. I wasn't trying to be.
Here's the one from my head.
You didn't succeed. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Can you milk me?
Can you milk me, Ralphie boy? If I was in Meet the Parents, that's exactly what I would say. I would simply like to say I did not care for the movie Hostel 2.
No good?
No, due to the fact that there was a horrible maiming at the end of the movie, which I recommend everyone look at. Especially if you're planning to attend the Broadway play of Young Frankenstein, which hopefully will be back on stage after the strike.
Roll it, Roger Ebert. Roll it.
Safe home, Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew?
What was that at the end?
When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew?
Oh.
Let me write that.
Was there a the in there?
Yeah.
There was.
I love that sketch. It's a wonderful comedy bit.
Send up.
Okay, here we go. Roger Ebert speaks.
Safe home, Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show.
Amen.
When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew? I love that bit. Fire Joe Keebs now.
With a lovely British accent. Thank you, Soham. Okay, yeah. Very, very nice. One last message. One last message for all. God, you know, you use the index finger method, but your fingers do tend to fly.
Been doing this for a while.
Here we go. Oh, you're right. That's right. It's got to be
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Something for you here, Mark.
Here it comes.
Safe home. Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew? I love that bit. Fire Joe Keebs now. Mike and color like backdoor action.
Thank you for that. I truly appreciate that at the very end.
Why not?
Very, very nice. Oh, very nice.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's addictive.
Roger Ebert.
He became a very good friend, even though we often fought. We were like brothers in a love-hate relationship.
Safe home. Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew? I love that bit. Fire Joe Keebs now. Mike and color like backdoor action.
She is my guardian angel. There is absolutely no way I could have survived mentally or physically without her great spirit.
That's
safe
exactly
home.
How I
feel. Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show.
God damn, that's fun.
Wow.
New toy.
I swear to God, that's great.
Your fingers get tired at the end, though.
Oh, poor Roger Ebert. I bet he doesn't have as much fun at it as we do, does he?
I bet he's better at it.
Yeah. Practice.
Sure, he's got all day to practice. What else he got to do?
Right.
He's not sitting around chewing on jawbreakers.
No, he is.
Wow. Atomic fireballs.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I also bet you guys are better kissers. If it's a contest.
If it's a, yes, you know, a contest, of
sure.
course.
You can only use that old joke about it. What? He was at the hockey game.
Oh, this face off
there was
the
a
crowd.
Face off at the crowd.
Bada bing. Here all week.
That's just not funny.
Safe home. Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew?
Next.
I love that bit.
Yeah.
Fire Joe Keebs now.
Right.
Mike and color like backdoor action.
Easy.
They do. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
It looks just sickening.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it,
no, but
I like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. Now, they're believers.
It's called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your taint?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'm praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had
but
a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay. The Don and Mike Show.
There's that thing with
I don't know why I'm laughing at this song, but I am.
Just as cute as a peyote button. Cool the song. Don and Mike Show.
Where's that Michael Hoffman thing?
Yes, that's our great lead-in.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
It's been a while. I'd like to say good to see you again. We haven't been in contact. Very nice to see you, Donald.
And you, Michael. Hi, welcome to this edition of Jew to Jew. I'm Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And if you remember, of course, I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Happy.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Let's just say it right now. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, and of course, we have listeners from every area. So
happy Kwanzaa.
Christmas, Hanukkah.
Happy.
The thing is, Donald, that the holidays are upon us, and it's time for everybody to start thinking about their holiday shopping.
And what are we all about here? Well, we're all about El Dollar.
Well, we're very excited about the
Uno Dollar, the president of our country, George Washington.
Yes, we're very excited about the
opportunities on a currency
that we can give you to save money. There are many opportunities out there.
This past week, there was something called, as a matter of fact, it was just yesterday, something called Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Now, I have here that this Cyber Monday hits December 3rd.
Well, I thought it was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no, the person that we're talking to is going to tell us that Cyber Monday will hit on December 3rd.
Well, thank goodness, because I was afraid that all the bargains had already been taken up.
I understand that
a lot of
people.
Is there a Cyber Monday at Bagel City across the street?
Oh, I certainly hope so. If there was, not that I'm aware of, though. If you wanted to, you could order some of your bagels over the internet.
You know, it's a tough time for the local football team.
Yes, it is.
I would like to mention, of course, that our thoughts and prayers go out to that poor football player.
Amen.
And I'd like to mention that Redskins merchandise for their 75th annual season is greatly reduced. I'm just throwing out a plug. I was in one of the Redskins stores. I know that my friend, Dan Snyder, all right, I'll throw it out. I went to Gangs. What's the name of his Gangs Dominion? What's the name of his
Six Flags?
I went to Six Flags.
Did you spend a lot of money?
I didn't. It was surprisingly clean
and affordable.
It was a nice family experience.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I'm happy that you did that. But, of course, it's now winter or approaching winter, and I don't think they're even open any longer.
So Cyber Monday was not yesterday.
No, it hits in a week from now on December 3rd.
Oy vey. Where's our guest? Where's the Chinaman?
He's on the phone.
Let's say hello to him. Hello, Matthew. Shalom. Matthew Chang.
Yes.
Matthew, welcome to Jew. You're on with Donald Goldstein. I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law. We're happy to have you on the program.
Dr. Donald Goldstein.
Yes, Dr. Donald Goldstein, mm-hmm. of course. And we're happy to have you to talk about the holiday bargains that might be had out there.
First, I'm going to guess by looking at your name, you're not a member of the Jewish persuasion.
I'm not, but actually tomorrow I do have a synagogue class.
Oh, good. Oh, very good. Does that mean, Matthew, that you're converting?
Well, I'm kind of getting some more informational sessions. I promised the rabbi
that. Well, let's give that a round of applause. That's as enthusiastic as I've ever been on the program.
Now, if that wouldn't be a delight to go to Temple and see Mr. Matthew Chang sitting right there.
Congratulations, Matthew. We're very happy about that.
May I ask you why you chose our religion over all of those out there?
My wife happens to be Jewish.
Wonderful. That's delightful. And that's a good reason as any to convert.
Aren't you a lucky man? And you better believe, let me tell you something, brother. Unless you want them sliced off and put in a jar,
right,
you better go out there and make the switch.
Of course, if you did want that to happen, we've got a certified surgeon that sits across from me, Dr. Donald Goldstein. I don't think you'd be legally allowed to do that procedure, but of course you know your way around a scalpel.
As you know, I am famous for Morgan Fairchild, Susan Lucci. I've done incredible work to her. I lift, I separate, I do the tummy tuck. Mm-hmm. I would not go near Kanye West's mother.
No, of course
I want
not.
You know, they came to me. I said I've had some problems before being sued for malpractice,
and I was happy to defend you on that. I truly was.
And we lost.
Well, you didn't lose everything. That's the point. We settled out of court. That's the important thing to point out. May I point out
one man's everything is another man's everything.
Well, when you were the first person, against my advice to recommend that Botox be ingested, I said that was the wrong way to go. It is not something that you drink.
May I ask you something, as long as we are discussing our careers?
Of course, Matthew, and please bear with us. We have these discussions occasionally.
Who is it exactly who's been disbarred because they've had a few DWIs?
That has not been proven by beyond a shadow of a doubt. I am surprised that you're bringing that up, because the fact is that that is not even settled in court yet, and that is still pending. So I have not technically been disbarred. I am able to promote my business as an attorney.
How come today, when I was in court, I was with Ms. Stetzel with a case of the exploding implant?
I remember that.
I turned and I said, my attorney, Michael Goodman, will be here momentarily. The bailiff said he has been disbarred.
Well, I'd like to point out that the bailiff has not received a law degree. And if you're going to get your information from an employee of the court, you might want to go to a judge as opposed to a simple bailiff who will not give you the correct information.
It's not easy being Jewish in this day and this age. Is it Michael Chang, who's our guest on Jew to Jew?
Hi.
Tell us, who's the greatest Jew of all time? Go.
I think it would have to be Moses.
Oh, I love your answer.
A good answer.
I give applause to your answer. That's wonderful, Matthew.
The number one answer would be the J-Man.
And would you like to hear our number one question that we ask whenever we have someone that is involved in your business on our show?
Sure thing.
That question, of course, would be, how's business?
How's business? Well, yesterday was officially Cyber Monday.
You were correct, Donald.
I was right. Then why do we have this? I know. We're going to discuss what people bought, if they saved money.
That's right. If there are bargains to be had. You had a good day, I'm taking it. You had a good day, Matthew.
Yes. Our website is a website called ecoupons.com. So it's just E and then the word coupons.com.
Lowercase or uppercase?
It actually doesn't matter when you're...
Doesn't matter. Good. That's
our
good.
Website is itsjustchocolate.com.
We love that, and that's great for the holidays as well. So you had a good day?
Yes. So
tell us something. We're all about saving money. How can we save money on the intranet as opposed to going to a brick-and-mortar store?
Well, the savings kind of kicked off this year a little bit early. A lot of the stores, I think, are a little bit concerned about the sales with the economy kind
of. So early is good? No, early is good. Am I correct?
Yes.
Early works.
If I was to go.
Then you save money for later.
Yes.
If I was to go to China and meet a nice China girl, would I in any way be making the move that you're making in reverse? Would I be converting to her religion?
Well, it depends if you can try to save money on it.
Oh, that's a good answer, Matthew.
What is the religion you think that saves the most money?
Let me see.
What's the one that costs the less?
The one that costs the least. That would be a little bit difficult. Depends on how you subscribe to it.
And it depends on where you're located, I would imagine, too. Can I ask this question?
Sure thing.
What is the bargain of bargains? What's the best deal? What product category would be the best product category to go shopping for right now?
Well, I think if you're trying to save money, I think...
I am.
I think it would probably be trying to get some refurbished products, like, for example, the Apple iPhone or the Apple iPod.
Are you talking about, like, a used iPhone or iPod?
Well, they actually have the same warranty, so, you know, for whatever reason...
I'll tell you a funny aside here. The iPod Nano is so small. I was recently sued by a woman. I was doing the implants, and the iPod
fell
Nano,
into her. Right,
fell in.
I remember that.
I'm sued by her. Once again, I show up in court.
That's just like a Junior Mint,
like the Jerry Seinfeld.
The thing. Jerry Seinfeld.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
On the phone, Matthew Chang. Hello.
Yes, I'm so sure.
Whatever you do. Go see B-Movie.
B-Movie, we both agree. We don't agree on much on this program, but I'm going to tell you, we both went to see B-Movie together. It was a marvelous film.
I was just in Israel, and they treated Jerry like royalty.
And B-Movie is a tour de force. If you like anything animated, I recommend it highly. Are you selling any B-Movie products on your website?
Not right now. I think.
Bad idea.
Do you and your Jewish wife have any children?
Not yet.
When you do, may I recommend the book by Jessica Sunfeld about squeezing in vegetables so that your kids don't even know?
And it was her idea. It was an original idea. Do you sell books on your website?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful.
What's the profit margin on that? How many trees y'all got to kill for a bestseller?
The profit margins on...
On a book, for example.
Like on a book.
Last year, 3 years ago, I authored a lovely book entitled Where's the Ambulance? And it sold very, very well. And I sold the book, which was immediately on paperback. We didn't have a hard cover.
Was it at a Vanity Press?
It was a Vanity Press. I did print it myself. Sold the book for $24.95. And I realized a profit after printing and marketing of $9.75. Does that sound sensible to you, Matthew?
Well, I mean, everyone has to make money.
Yes, of course.
Tell me.
So does that sound good, or do you think that I was bilked by the printing house?
If you sold it on your website directly, perhaps you could have made more money.
I didn't have a website at the time. I actually went out to different grocery stores and sold it at my own card table. Where's the Ambulance? By Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Vanity Press.
Vanity Press, yes.
And my book, of course, well, let's be honest, not even a book. It's just a pamphlet. It's called Implants and You by Dr. Donald Goldstein.
If I want the full title of mine, and we might go into a reprinting, Where's the Ambulance? 29 Years of Legal Fun and Sensible Thoughts by M. Goodman, Esquire. So what else is selling big this season?
I think a lot of people are really interested in getting HD TVs.
I was talking to an investor friend of mine, Mr. Jeff Gold.
Oh, yes. Wonderful man. I know him. Yes.
I was talking to
Jeffrey Gold.
Jeffrey Gold.
Right.
Who mentioned to me that the newest thing is called a flat screen TV.
Did you give my best to his wife, Kim?
Kim Gold.
Kim Gold.
Goldie and Kim.
That's true. Flat screen TVs, high definition, very popular, I understand.
I've also bought a necktie on the World Wide Web, on the Internet.
That's exciting. How much did you pay?
I bought a necktie. $5.97.
$5 for a necktie?
Do you like my necktie?
Well, now that you bring it up, it looks like a $5 necktie. I would think that you maybe
coming
would spend $10 to $15 minimum on a tie.
Coming from a man who Xeroxes his own little book and sits in front of Safeway
Excuse me, I will show you. If I lift up my tie, you will see that is a brand name, Nautica. That is a Nautica tie, and I'm very proud of it. Do you sell any Nautica products on your website, Matthew?
Yes, we do.
Have you ever been to Canada? How about Indiana? How about Asia? You know where I bet you have been is to Asia.
Yes, I've been to Canada and I've been to Asia, but I haven't been to Louisiana yet.
Matthew, cut right to the chase. Best bargain right now. Best thing out there. Anya, if I was to go to ecoupons.com, and incidentally, do you need paper coupons if it's a website?
Well, we do have paper coupons on the site too, but our primary focus is having these online e-coupons.
E-coupon, so best bargain now, today. I log on today. What's the best bargain?
What is it?
Well, if you go to ecoupons.com right
Stop
now.
Stop with a plug, for goodness sakes.
My
General,
goodness.
General Chow, slow down.
We've put it out there enough, my
Come on,
goodness.
Charlie Chan.
We've
I mean,
done
we've
it,
given
my
you a plug. Jesus, what's the product?
I think it's Best Buy has 60% off HBO DVDs like The Sopranos, Sex and the City.
So a DVD, which is not a bad item at all because it's not a high-cost item, would be sold at a significant discount.
What would be the percentage of discount that we would receive at Best Buy?
Right now it's 60% off.
60%
off retail.
That's unprecedented, isn't it, Matthew?
Yeah, that's what I think the hottest thing is right now.
I used to only use the World Wide Web to buy candles and batteries. At a discount, of course.
I think you can buy a few more things now.
And what about a big ticket item? You're talking about small. DVD is the small. What about the big?
The big stuff? Right
big.
Now, I would say it's the HD TVs. Right now we have like $75 off coupons.
We had a program just last week where we were talking about the wonderful opportunities available in foreclosures. And I was curious on your site. ecoupons.com. Could I buy a house?
Right now, probably not.
Missed opportunity.
But
a mobile home, a trailer?
Dr. Goldstein here. A personal question for you, Mr. Cheng. Your wife, if you don't mind me asking, how's she in the bus department?
He is a plastic surgeon, you know.
Let me see.
Are you happy, Matthew? That's the question he's asking.
And also, can you get me a line on I would like a trash compactor, but I want it in canary yellow.
Do you sell compactors?
Your wife, how's her bosom? I only ask because these hands were touched by God.
He's one of the best, you know.
They very rarely explode.
He's worked on my wife and all the other women on the show.
I've worked on all of your wives.
I know. That's silly.
And
we don't need to get into my personal life.
Without getting very, I've also worked on Buzz Burbank's daughter.
Oh, I understand
you know,
that.
You know the girl that dances out in Wichita?
Yes, she's a wonderful dancer. Wonderful.
She's the illegitimate one.
Is plastic surgery an option, Matthew?
I would have to ask her, and then I would have to check if our health insurance paid for it.
That's a brilliant. Now see, now this is a man who has his thinking cap on. You always check because I know people that have gone into your office that have wanted to have a procedure, and because it's vanity, they're not able to get the discount that you would offer.
And as you know, I offer a 5% cash discount.
What insurance carriers are with you now? Are there any of them?
Let me think about it for just a moment, Mike.
Right.
Who is with me now, right now? Who covers my insurance right now?
Didn't you get a subsidiary of the beer company? Wasn't it Anheuser Permanente? Not the Kaiser Permanente, but the Anheuser Permanente. Have you heard of it, Matthew?
No, I haven't.
I accept Blue Cross and also Karmazin.
So do you accept any coupons?
Only Karmazin coupons.
That's a brilliant idea. Have you ever thought of selling your plastic surgery services with coupon? Mm-hmm. I do that. I did that with the. Do you remember when I had the smaller practice?
Can I tell you something?
I had coupons. I love coupons.
That was bad taste. I was at B'nai Israel, and I'm looking at the shopper, and I'm seeing hospital bed for sale.
Yes.
I'm seeing used TV. And then I all of a sudden see, were you involved in a hit and run or DUI? Clip out the
excuse
coupon.
Excuse me, I beg to protest
for 10%
here.
10% off
the
services.
Fact of the matter that almost 80% of my compensation, my workman's compensation cases, came to me through that coupon segment.
Who got the disc jockey to do the commercial where he says, don't forget to bookmark my site in case you get a DWI.
I would use them again. I want to thank Mr. Bishop for doing a fabulous commercial for me. He did a wonderful job, and I believe in coupons. And I'm sure, Matthew, you believe in coupons also.
Yes, I do.
Don't forget, tomorrow in my office, it's Wacky Wednesday, 50% off, and not just on the breast. 50% off everything.
That's an eye lift, everything. Anyone wants.
And who knows, maybe, you know, you want the thing with the eyes, I can do that for you.
You're just a genius. So, Matthew, what's the big deal today? Give us one right now.
Let me see. Another big deal that's going on right now is that Best Buy also has 10% off HD TVs.
Oh, excuse me. That was Matt Stein, one of our producers who's in the back of the room, who has been looking for the best opportunity he can get on a big screen television. How big? He wants to know how big.
And how much?
How big and how much? Best deal right
now.
Right now, I think 50-inch HD TVs are going for about $1,500.
Oh, my goodness. That's an incredible bargain.
I do offer surgery for Asians. The eye surgery.
That's good. You mentioned that once before.
I didn't know if Matthew had heard me or not. Perhaps you want nice, big, doe, round eyes. I'm here for you. I can give your wife boobs, fix your eyes, and you become a member of the Jewish community.
All in the same day?
But remember, you still need to offer me a discount.
Ah, that's it, a discount. What would the discount be? Right now, he's putting you on the spot. I want to see if you step up to the plate.
12%.
Matthew, take it or leave it. I'd leave it. This is your counsel, Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
This is your disbarred counselor.
You could work him up to 50.
I think we have to negotiate.
Yeah, so that's the key to success.
I love him? Do I love this little Chinaman? He's a beautiful man.
That's right. I swear to God, it's very exciting.
Well, congratulations on all of your success with Cyber Monday.
Ecoupons.com. Everyone go to the website. Get yourself a 50-inch TV for $1,500. You can't argue with that.
And who knew that you were thinking about converting? God bless and shalom.
Shalom and have a wonderful holiday season, Matthew.
All righty. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hold on a moment. Our producer, Rob Stein, will need to speak to you.
Make sure he doesn't beat you up for a better price on that 50-incher.
When we come back, our Goy will have some of the news for you.
That should be nice.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Marvelous.
Hey, Matthew. Thank you very much for your time. Let's see how this went. How do you think it went?
Who knew? I mean, who knew that we'd get a Chinese guy that was going to convert?
It worked out beautifully.
We had no idea.
Thank you.
That's Matt Stein.
How did he think it
Surprised
went?
He didn't really go for the 50-inch TV.
How'd that feel, Matt?
That's wonderful. Did he like the experience?
He felt like he had to weave his way in. I said he did a great job.
Very good.
You know, it's time for now.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
That's right.
The Sean Taylor update and everything else when we come right back. Mm-hmm.
Right back. Thank you very much. I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
And I'm Donald Goldstein.
Just wanted to see if you remembered.
Plastic surgeon to the stars.
Excellent job, Donald.
Same to you, Michael.
Right back at you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Woo! Look out!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning
actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Holly? I just have to wear a diaper.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Time for news.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
You like it, huh?
It looks just sickening.
Hi, Curly Joe.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Time for Johnny Ringo at the news now. Hi, Buzz.
Right, hi. Miami-Dade police are now in the midst of a high-profile murder investigation after the shooting death of Redskins safety Sean Taylor. Even Dade County police admit that the report of an attempted burglary or robbery was preliminary, but they say the killing does not appear to be the work of a professional. There had been other break-in attempts, including the most recent 8 days ago. Evidence from that most recent break-in is being compared to the evidence being gathered today, very carefully dusting for prints and all of that. Police are asking for the public's help in finding the shooter, but they have no description. Taylor died this morning at the age of 24, just as he was finally growing up, according to the people who were close to him. He had lost too much blood to survive. Doctors say, despite the reported squeezing of a nurse's hand, Taylor never regained consciousness after the shooting. Yeah. There is good news this evening about the TV and movie writer's strike. It may nearly be over. After a three-week national nightmare...
I can't watch Jay Leno in that 1992 suit anymore, though. Because I did watch that last night, and it was old Jay.
I TiVo'd it, and it was so bad.
Horrible.
Oh. It was so bad.
Did you get far enough into it where he went from the monologue to the desk piece, where it was this choppy edit, and he went right to... He's doing the same thing now, where he shows you the newspaper headlines.
I only made it as far as the theme. He walked out from behind the curtain.
So bad.
And you're right. He had the skunk hair.
Yeah.
Also, you don't realize how fat Jay Leno has gotten.
He was a little svelte. He really
and
was.
Way back then, he... Hey, how you doing?
Jay Leno, yes, I'm wearing a special suit. I'm not as conservative as I am now. And, we're over here with Branford Marsalis. And, when they bring the curtains up, it's really exciting. Yes, it's the old Jay Leno show.
Yuck. So they've been running, at least this week, they started rerunning what they're calling vintage.
That's funny.
Jay Leno.
Vintage.
That's like when they run the best of our show, please.
It appears that the vintage has turned to vinegar.
It's an oxymoron.
Well, after a three-week-long national nightmare, the writers and their bosses went back to the bargaining table yesterday and reportedly made some solid progress. That's what we're hearing, that there appears to be a deal in principle. The deal has a lot of fine points to be worked out.
Buzz?
Yes?
I just want to say, I know that before I had commented that I'd seen a writer on TV, a TV writer, commenting, and I felt some empathy, for their position. I saw another guy over the weekend, a guy who's obviously very well off, a Hollywood writer.
Right.
And he writes, is it Zach and Cody? Is
Sounds that right. Yes, that's right.
Disney? Okay.
Maybe he writes
Sweet
other,
Life of Zach and Cody.
Some other kid's show. Mm-hmm. And as he was sitting around this beautifully appointed office, this guy said, well, here's my problem. My kids come to me and say, Daddy, I got The Adventures of Zach and Cody and didn't have to pay anything for it. And he looks at the TV and he goes, now when my kids come to me and tell me they get my show for nothing, well, that's just not right.
and you have trouble feeling sorry for the guy.
You
gave us the average income, $200,000 a year.
For a working guy. Now, a lot of writers, that's a small percentage of the writers in Hollywood. The vast majority of Hollywood writers are between jobs and rely on living on those residuals.
I'm a writer, Greg. Can you milk me?
I have nipples.
Well, the deal that we hear has been reached has a lot of fine points to be worked out. An insider says it may take a week or more, but that a final deal is expected to be announced before Christmas. The talks continued today.
Read the small writing.
A Christmas miracle, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, a real miracle.
Hillary Clinton has gone from being the candidate to beat
that bitch
to being the candidate to get beaten. New numbers show Ms. Clinton ranks behind.
Rob Speedwack.
Not beating her like that, Rob.
No, not like that.
Not with your fists.
The new numbers show that Ms. Clinton ranks behind all of the top five Republicans in the race. The numbers show those Republicans can be beaten by either Barack Obama or John Edwards.
it was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. That's I love you.
Rob's wife, Carrie, that different type of beaten woman.
Yes. Yeah, just for bringing home chicken.
Well, there was a time that only Hillary could beat all the Republicans. Now she's the one who can't. Of course, the election's still nearly a year away. However, the Iowa primary, first in a series, is just 5 weeks away at this point. As we continue to break down the recent government figures on STDs, we find that Washington, D.C. has the highest rate of AIDS infection of any city in the U.S.
Wow. This is Robert the Mailman.
One in every 50 people in D.C. has the disease or the virus.
This is Robert the Angry Mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
Oh, he'll be calling after that.
That's nearly 12,500 people.
George Michael!
Chicago!
And city officials say the cases are spreading to straight men, women, older adults, and infants at an epidemic rate. More than a third of the cases occur in the straight population. Only one in four of the new victims is gay. Most new cases involve people in their 40s.
Liz Crenshaw.
AIDS and the virus that causes it are most pervasive in D.C.'s African-American population. 57%
of the city. This is Robert, the Angry Mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
57% of the citizenry is black, but blacks account for over 80% of all new reported cases. Under federal law, Washington, D.C. is still the only city in the country banned from using taxpayers' dollars to pay for needle exchange programs.
Taxation without representation.
There it is.
Not
again.
Right.
Every
Not
time.
Right.
Every time.
Make it a state.
Excuse me, Buzz is almost 18.
Now, your local on the 8.
Hey, the rain moved off the coast.
Hey, look at that. Snow in Wyoming. Well, I'll be a horse's ass.
What's that down in the lower right-hand corner?
Oh, my God.
That's a naked picture of Jim Cantore.
It's Jim Cantore, and he's squatting on a weight bench. And eating his own boogers.
Boogers.
Boogers on the Weather Channel.
Boogers on the 8s. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. You know your idea has been stolen by the Weather Channel?
What's that?
Weather Channel's putting out a CD of that very music. You can now buy a compact disc
of
smooth jazz from the Weather Channel.
Yeah. If you want to drive your car off a bridge.
Yeah.
And it's your fault for coming up with
That's horrible music.
Horrible.
Now, when it comes to lingerie at Kmart, you can't hold a candle to it. No, I'm serious. It's highly flammable, apparently. In Orange County, Florida, police are looking for...
That's because Kmart shoppers are hot.
That's right. Police in Florida are looking for a shopper who went into a Kmart, set a rack of bras on fire, and then took off. Kmart bras are hot. The store was evacuated while firefighters hosed down the conflagration.
Big Kmart.
News of a bra fire brought them running.
There's a bra fire in here.
Who smells bras? Oh, about smelly bras.
Yes.
Did anybody catch Paula Deen?
Oh, my God.
Hey, give me 40 seconds, Buzz.
Sure, please.
What was Paula Deen up to?
On the Today Show.
320.
She's trying to do a cooking segment.
Right.
Bless her pea picking heart. And she cannot stop eating. To talk.
That's what I love about her.
There she is.
You can have this done probably in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
All total. Where a standing rib. Excuse me. I put.
A little too much in there.
I didn't take a princess bite.
I'm good.
Princess bite.
Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm. A standing rib.
This is working well.
Look.
What? Choose her
beef. Paula, did you not remember we were doing a segment?
Yeah.
To find this mutual Omaha protects you.
I get excited. I eat. Yes, I wet myself and I just take big bites.
She said she wets herself and takes big bites.
She hasn't taken a princess bite since Queen Elizabeth was a princess.
She took a bite out of the princess. She had a beef tenderloin, a full tenderloin on the cutting board, she was handing out quarter pound pieces of it.
God love her.
What did she rub that thing in, though?
It was soy and pepper, fresh ground pepper and soy sauce.
That's it.
looked delicious.
It really
though,
did right? look great.
And she was actually picking up this roast beef and
it was rare roast beef.
Shoving it in Matt Lauer's mouth. And I love it that she's eating and she can't talk. And then she says, I wet myself. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then she pulled out a tablespoon and was feeding everybody everything.
Oh,
mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, same spoon.
Oh, man, I love Paula Deen.
Yeah, you hate Paula Deen.
I love her. No, it's because I made her stuffing one year.
Yeah, it almost killed you.
It almost killed. Woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning with the acid coming like out of every opening I had.
Out of every orifice.
Oh, I would kill for a dreamsicle right now. And also, I would kill for a nude picture of Paula Deen.
I bet Paula Deen in her day was not an unattractive woman.
I bet she had...
Way to flatter.
Take this.
Yes, you know I'm sure that's true.
I'm really sure that she could make some milkshake.
You know who she'd look like? The prior to being fat Roseanne. That's what I think she'd look like.
I think
like
she'd be prettier than that.
Remember that Trailer Trash book, that one picture of Roseanne when she lived in the trailer. She was so hot.
Two people on the Food Network I'd like to see naked, Paula Deen and Bobby Flay.
They're about the only ones left. Emeril is leaving the Food Network now.
Yeah, he's overstayed his welcome, I think.
I think so.
Alton's still there.
For stacking food on top of other food.
Rob likes that queen, Alton Brown.
He's a magnificent queen.
He makes food so complicated, he pisses me off.
Well, that's why Rob likes it. It's like everything with Rob.
And you know what's exciting about Alton Brown on the Food Network? He loves the fact that he puts a camera in the oven so that when he puts the food in, you see him on the other end. Like, it's real cutting edge.
You drink eight beers and watch that, and you think you're watching Vertigo.
Oh,
it's
stop
fantastic.
It. I'd like to see his face catch on fire.
All right.
Now I'm going to put the brownies in the oven. Aye!
Now you can do your own DNA testing at home. That's our story when we continue.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
So how did you know Colonel Mustard works in Washington? Is he one of your clients?
Certainly not.
I was asking Miss Scarlet.
Well, you tell him it's not true.
It's not true.
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Ha-ha! So it is true.
A double negative.
Double negative? You mean you have photographs?
That sounds like a confession to me. In fact, the double negative has led to proof positive. I'm afraid you gave yourself away.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
You don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
I just have to wear a diaper.
Time for news.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Paula Deen.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yes.
No, you were talking about the what's her name, Hillary?
Yes, I was.
Here are their favorite TV shows.
Oh, good.
Presidential candidates. Glad
you have
TV
this.
Shows. Hillary likes Grey's Anatomy and American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama says he likes MASH and the HBO show The Wire.
Okay.
Dennis Kucinich likes The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Talk about just throwing votes away.
You know, he's the weirdest of all the candidates, too.
John Edwards enjoys Boston Legal.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Thompson says he doesn't watch Law & Order. He likes SportsCenter.
I like SportsCenter, Ross.
Huh. Let me see. John McCain. Uh-huh. This is not just Prison Break.
He likes that one.
Sure. That's his favorite show.
Wow. I get that.
And Mitt Romney. Now, this is seriously why this cat is kind of effed up.
Okay.
He's got two shows.
What are they?
Lost.
That's not bad.
And Caveman.
Uh-oh.
No.
Red flag.
How could you possibly...
Caveman, he can't be president now.
How could you possibly run for president and say that you like the show Caveman?
Like W is not watching it every night. It's on.
Yeah.
Man, this is a funny show.
Been there.
I enjoy this so much, so totally.
And I think everybody's heard, right, that what's her name? Oprah's going out with
Barack Obama.
With Barack Obama.
And everybody's questioning, you know, if she can make bestsellers. Let's see what she can do for a presidential candidate. It will be, we'll see what happens.
Did you see the new episode of The Simpsons on Sunday when they did the Oprah parody?
I did not.
And, she mentioned her husband, Straightman.
Uh-huh. Opal and
Straightman?
Straightman.
Yeah. That's great.
He said, I want to say that Straightman has proposed
Straightman
that we take separate vacations.
Straightman.
Anyway, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Buzz like all TV shows.
I do. Every single one of them. I'm like Homer. They never put on anything bad. Now you can do your own DNA testing at home. That's right, kids. Rite Aid stores on the West Coast have started selling a home paternity test kit. It's the first DNA test ever to be sold through a major retail chain.
And kids, it's fun doing that test, too.
You just lick the stick.
Do you swab your cheek or do you get it the other way.
That's right. That's right.
The old-fashioned way.
You can get it any way you like.
You get a little cup.
Yeah.
You get like one of those wood spoons like they give you at the Baskin-Robbins, the little...
Yeah, the sample spoon.
It's a sample spoon.
Not a full spoon, just the sample spoon.
Oh, wherever DNA is found. Hairbrushes, underwear, anywhere DNA can be found.
Really?
Yeah, or a mouth scraping, I suppose.
All right.
The standard way. For some time, these paternity tests have been available online, along with genetic testing for ancestral information or health advice. But in the case of paternity tests, that meant waiting 3 to 5 days for the test to arrive in the mail, and then more time for the results to be shipped back. Now, in California, Washington, or Oregon, you can just run right down to Rite Aid.
If I get that test at home, does this mean I don't have to go to the doctor's appointment on Thursday?
You have to go.
You have to go.
You have to go. You have to go get the bad news on Thursday.
All right, bad news Thursday.
And the procedure.
And the procedure, too. I'll get them both.
Whatever it may be. To most of us, the internet seems like outer space, limitless. It isn't. Experts say the internet could be all filled up with no room to spare in the next 2 to 5 years. Users would begin to experience brownouts as the system becomes overloaded. You know.
That's not chocolate.com.
You know.
It's
just chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
It's just chocolate.com.
That's right.
Official website of Rob Spiewak.
Video is eating up a lot of the space on the internet, and as movies and TV shows become more available, room on the net will become more scarce.
Face TV.
Exactly, Regis. The internet can be expanded to accommodate this video.
And
there have been expansion plans for some time now, but that expansion is now expected to cost $137 billion, which is about double what investors were planning to spend.
Have you finished the internet yet? You know, I was asking Joe. I think Joe finished it a couple of months ago.
I've only finished the porno part.
Oh, congratulations, though.
I got all the way to the very end.
That's the biggest chunk.
I don't want to be too stupid or nothing, but how do you make it bigger? What do they do, Buzz?
You have to be a scientist. I don't know. Ask Al Gore. I have no idea. I have no idea how they do that.
Don't they stretch the bandwidth like you would stretch a piece of a taffy?
Maybe that's it.
Stretch it, baby.
I really don't know.
What if I went home and deleted some of my songs? Would that help?
You'd expand it.
That would help.
All right, well, let's all delete something tonight.
I will.
Thank you, Mike.
Do your part.
And get that procedure.
Hey, but whatever you do, don't take the pictures of TNA down off our website.
No.
That's got to stay.
That's the worthwhile part.
Oh, one other online note. A public high school in Easton, Pennsylvania has blocked Wikipedia from its library computers.
All right, here's a trivia question. Hold on a second. Who's the most famous citizen of Easton?
The Easton assassin, Mike, Larry Holmes.
Yeah, very good.
And here's
points.
One for you. How many businesses does Larry Holmes own or did he used to own in Easton? And can you name them?
He owned a car wash.
Yes.
He owned a nightclub.
Yes.
And I'm out. Was it a diner?
I have one.
The nightclub was next to the restaurant, which was next to his shoeshine stand.
The shoeshine stand, yeah.
Lay Holmes!
So in Easton, PA, the library has blocked Wikipedia from all its computers, mostly because of what they say is Wikipedia's inherent inaccuracy.
Well, gee, duh.
It's about time somebody started doing that officially.
Duh.
Never found an error on it.
Mayor kidnapped by Satanists. When we continue.
All right, bud. See you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica. Don and Mike.
How you doing? Al Qaeda here. Don't forget, we're not broadcasting from the Borgata this week. Guy got hit by the car. Entire left side of his car. He's all right now. She stood
in the street. Woo!
Smiling. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are ye?
I'm great. But the people of Centerton, Arkansas don't know what to think. Their mayor resigned last Wednesday. He says he was abducted and brainwashed nearly 30 years ago by Satan worshippers.
It looks just sickening.
Wow.
Mayor Ken Williams says that's not his real name. He says he was born Don LaRose and that in the mid-70s he was a preacher in Indiana.
It sounds kind of like Ellen's old girlfriend.
But then...
What's her name? Anne Heche.
Right. Anne Heche, who was... I wish I remembered her alien name.
Celestia?
Celestia. I think that's what it was.
Right. Don't we have that in there? There we go.
Akines, Akafonka Tuna Don.
This mayor is a little like that, only without the aliens. After his preacher days in Indiana, he says he took on the identity of this Ken Williams, who actually died in a car crash.
Does he wear a diaper like Paula Deen?
I don't know.
All right.
Actually died in a car crash.
I just have to wear a diaper.
In 1958. The mayor says his abductors made him forget about Don LaRose until he got a recent injection of sodium pantothol, also known as the truth serum.
I just have to wear a diaper.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
The mayor says he now remembers he has a wife and kids.
Right.
Centerton police say the mayor is not under investigation for anything, and he signed his resignation letter using both of his names.
Creepy.
Uh-huh. Finally, sex tourism is not just about pedophiles in Thailand. The new sex tourism hotness.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
He won't be needed in Kenya, where older white women are going to hook up with handsome young black men. Kenya's tourist board.
This is Robert the Mailman.
There he is again.
Kenya's tourist board says thousands of white women, mostly in their 50s and 60s, are heading to Kenya to meet men between the ages of 18 and 26.
Where's the Timmy Obibane sound?
The men get a gift.
Yeah, where's that thing that goes,
like a new...
This is Robert the Mailman.
The men get a new gift, like a new shirt and a nice dinner out.
All of the black people we know.
Mm-hmm. This is Robert the Angry Mailman for the Dons and Mike Show.
Hold on, I forgot. We also know Colette.
You, Rob. Sweet Whack.
That's three.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head, ass.
Ass.
John, be clear.
One local 20.
Acquaintances,
Rob, not friends.
One local 22-year-old says he slept with more than 100 white women, most of whom were at least 30 years older than him.
All right.
Wow.
And the whole world's talking about the couple who hooked up at a train station in Denmark the other day during the morning commute. The horny 30-somethings did the deed as if they were the only ones there. And after a few minutes, they were. Talk about good manners. Everyone else went outside and stood in the cold to give the couple some privacy. Police say they didn't press charges because the couple kept their clothes on.
Yeah, something's fishy in Denmark.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Yeah, on a train. Imagine you're going in a tunnel. And don't forget, Robbie, women are like trains. You miss one, the next one's just 5 minutes away.
Amen.
That's it, I'm Al-Qaeda. Yeah. See you tomorrow, everybody. You'll see he's all right now.
You're just too good to
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head boy.
Who wants rotisserie chicken? I love you, baby.
Hit that thing, Rob.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.